scratch about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Okay, everyone, as you know, one of my favorite things is fanfare for its own sake. So without further ado, let's all start clapping.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I can help you navigate the toxicity of this male culture which is encroaching on our feminist island. I mean, for instance, there is something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
We have work to do.
Bro, are you kidding me? Are you joking me right now?
And now.
So when I say clean water was only served to the fairer skin, what I'm saying is we're making product with chitlins.
Our feature presentation.
Why am I not hearing Kevin's voice?
Well, Chip, what's the text you got?
I just got a text for you like 5 minutes ago. Just for the record, I am not getting a ticket.
I mean.
Well, that narrows it down.
Jeez.
Chip, why didn't you pass that information along to me 5 minutes ago?
Because it's funny to do it on air.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you like the surprise of Kevin just not being there.
You could he could have been here. You don't know.
You don't know, man.
Possible, I guess. So not getting a ticket. So speeding, I would imagine, right?
Who
Most
knows?
Likely.
Illegal U-turn, ran out of gas. So many options.
Could be.
Yeah.
Kevin strikes me as a guy, the way he works his calendar, he's probably always speeding because he's always running late, I would think, right?
Well, he's just walking in here like it's nothing. No real speed in his step right there, so I don't know about speeding.
Morning, everybody. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Kevin. Just chatting.
Trying to guess what if you weren't getting a ticket, what it was not for.
Right, because I wasn't.
Right.
Yeah. Right, okay. As long as that's established.
Yeah.
But had you been getting one, what do you think it would have been?
So we're saying complete fantasy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, if we're just making stuff up.
Maybe carpool lane.
That was not in our list.
Yeah, we didn't have carpool lane.
How do you not have carpool lane?
Well,
wait, what was your list?
So it's so early. Why would you need to be in the carpool lane?
The cars, it was almost like there was a blockade. They were all going, I'm not kidding.
There probably was.
No, there wasn't. But they were going 45, almost 50 at times. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why do people drive 45 or 50 when they could do the speed limit?
Sure.
It wasn't that packed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I took matters into my own hands.
Yes, you did.
And I went into the carpool lane so that I could, you know, get around them.
Mm-hmm.
And a motorcycle cop just appeared out of nowhere. I think they have invisibility cloaking devices. Because he was not around. And then, boom, he's right behind me.
Is that the second most expensive ticket after parking in a handicap spot?
I don't have that information. I didn't have a chance to do the research on the way in.
Well, usually they tell you how much a ticket is when they hand it to you.
He didn't tell me.
Yeah. I think it's a lot, though. I think it's a couple hundred bucks or something.
But you know what's funny, Bean, is how many times have we had that conversation of what do you do when you get pulled over?
Yeah.
Yes. And it all went out your mind, didn't it?
I just couldn't think of one of them.
Yeah.
We've done that topic 15 times maybe over the years.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what you're supposed to do.
Well, the one thing I remember.
So I started singing Nearer My God to Thee.
Okay, good.
No, I'm just kidding.
The one thing I do remember is you accidentally have a $20 bill that sticks to your driver's license and insurance when you hand that to the cop.
I am positive that is not correct.
I thought that was part of it.
I don't think that's it.
And I remember at one point, Kevin, I don't remember if it worked for you or not, but you thought you'd try showing a little cleavage.
I did, and it worked, but I still got the ticket. Also got laid, so.
Oh, dear.
Win-win.
This is too much.
Sorry.
I have tried the, oh my God, I have diarrhea and I need to get home.
Oh, does that work?
Totally. It did with this guy. I think he was probably just like, I don't want to imagine this chick having diarrhea. Beat it.
I don't think that works as well for guys as it does for girls, probably.
Yeah.
I think most things don't work for guys as well.
I think that's true.
So I decided I would go with comedy. I thought maybe he's a long night.
Uh-huh.
He's tired.
Right,
probably.
About to switch his shift.
Right.
Sure.
Right. So he says, why were you in the carpool lane?
Oh, no.
So I had to think quickly, but I said, because all the other cars were going so slowly.
obviously an officer.
It was honest.
It was.
And I thought maybe that would be refreshing.
Did he chuckle?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Not even a bit. Not even a little bit.
Did you try this? Well, as I say to my father and my brother, who are both police officers,
nope.
And then whatever you say after that, it doesn't matter.
That's not bad.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Or I'm on my way to a charity event to raise money for the Fraternal Order of the Police. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Yeah, I would have thought of that, Bean. Come on now.
I'm just trying to think.
Right, but I'm me.
Put myself in a situation.
So I have very limited responses.
Right.
So that happened.
But the carpool lane's for everybody, right?
No.
I mean, I found out today. No, I thought it was.
Oh, I thought it was.
It has
too.
The word car in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So why not?
But, you got a pool. You got a pool at home. It seems like you check all the boxes.
I'm just saying they have some kind of an invisibility cloaking on those motorcycles, and you need to really be careful, people.
How would that work?
They just turn it on, and then you can't see that they're there. What do you mean, how would that work?
I just wanted you to explain it.
But the thing that you are forgetting, Kevin, is that you brought joy to every driver who saw that.
Yeah.
Because anytime you see the jackhole that is alone in the carpool lane, you're in your mind, you're begging for them to get pulled over.
Okay, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I feel the exact opposite way. I don't feel like that at all.
You feel when they're skirting the system, you're like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody's in the carpool lane and I'm not in the carpool, that's one less car. I'm happy that he's taking that stupid risk because there's one less car in the main lanes to slow me down. Wow. Why do I get mad at him?
Because the carpool lane doesn't work at all for its intended purpose if it's just treated by everybody out on the road as a general purpose lane. That's why. Then it's pointless to have a carpool lane.
Well, I don't think everybody goes in the carpool lane. I'm just saying if somebody's willing to do that, that's one fewer cars that's in my way. And so why would I get mad at them?
Why do you hate the law?
I mean, I love the law, first of all.
It sounds like you don't.
did you bring the ticket in?
Yes.
Let's see how much it's worth.
Reach in his pocket. What else is going to fall out?
Let's guess, Sally.
I would say like $265.
I was thinking something very close. I was going to say like $240, $250, something like that. I think it's a super expensive ticket.
Him and Chip are looking for it. This is the blind leading the blind right now. Come on, Chip. You can do it.
I don't think it says.
It should say on it.
He probably just wrote good citizen, no worries.
I don't think it says that.
Nice job. Thanks for the honesty. You know, something like that.
Now let's also guess.
Doesn't say.
Kevin, is your plan just to write a big fat check and send it in? Or are you going to take this one to court and hope that you're going to go through all that nonsense and hope the cop doesn't show and all that?
Oh, you mean like change the court date and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how much it is.
Right.
All right.
That's so weird. It doesn't say. It
doesn't say. Yeah.
Wow.
Do they always put the amount of the fine on the ticket? I don't think so.
I thought that was part of the deal.
I just remember the big signs when we finally got carpool lanes.
Right.
And they said what the fine was, and it was in the 200s.
Right, but I don't think they put it on the ticket.
Huh.
I don't know.
All right. Well, keep us posted. And
on whatever didn't happen?
Yeah.
And well done.
All right, thank you. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay, yeah. Now we're excited.
Shane West will be here talking about his movie Awakening the Zodiac.
By the way, possibly...
I looked it up.
Chip looked it up. Holy crap.
481.
What? I'm sorry, say it again, Chip.
$481.
Are you kidding? What does the sign say? Doesn't the sign say
200? I thought it said two. Maybe it said second violation, 400.
That's not a second violation.
Are you sure?
It could be.
Kevin,
it seems unlikely that it's not a second violation.
Kevin.
It could be.
$481.
Holy crap.
You have to play the game. Can't make it to court on that day. And you do that for like 7 years, and then you realize his schedule, and then maybe you can pick a day where he's not there.
Or wait till he retires.
Right. Wait that long.
You hate the law.
Now, are you going to get another one?
That's shockingly expensive.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Well, they really want to discourage you because it's a terrible, evil thing to do.
Bean took real offense to
Bean this. Really does hate that.
Yeah.
I do.
And I don't know. I don't understand because, like I said, my mind works a different way.
What happens the next time you get a letter from the state of California congratulating you on being one of their worst drivers ever? Is this going to be factored in?
I made a pretty good move. It wasn't unsafe. So I'm still a pretty good driver.
Okay.
It's just I was caught doing something that perhaps I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
But my mind says, hey, why don't you give all those other people tickets for going 45 miles an hour?
You should have brought that.
Right? Yeah. Maybe that would have done it.
That would have helped a lot.
You would have enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right, Shane West on the show, Awakening the Zodiac is the name of the movie. We're going to talk about social media got you in trouble. Seems to be happening more and more.
Yeah.
We have the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and Petros. We have a brand new Bean Makes Us Guess. And we got to find out about Bean's weekend, this past weekend, because Bean knows how to live. Aww. He knows how to live.
Yeah. I do, actually.
Spent 11 hours on the road this weekend to go to a museum.
Sure.
So we'll find out about that. And we've got your tickets for UFC 214, which is Daniel Cormier and John Bones Jones at the Honda Center. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Atlanta OC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 552.
If you listen this time of day, you probably are not with us later in the show. And yesterday, our friend Jim Jeffrey stopped by, and he was hilarious as always. So we're going to give you some highlights of that coming up just after the top of the hour, and also remind you to check out Jim Jeffries in his new show, debuting tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central 2. Love, Jim. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on this Tuesday morning?
Just, you know, staying in my lane, where I belong. What?
Exactly.
Why are you the guy who thinks the rules don't apply to you?
Why does this make everyone so angry?
Because
the rest of us play by the rules, and the world works better when everyone's playing by the rules. That's why they exist. If we all do it, then everything's much smoother.
There's a group of cars that are going slowly.
Right.
So I think I'm going to...
You know what that is? That's tough darts.
Right.
Is what that is.
Right, but here's the thing. I go in the carpool lane to try and get around them, and I get a ticket.
Right.
So why are you angry? Why does this make everyone so angry?
Because we're all on the roads all the time.
Right.
And we have to deal with the a-holes who break the rules all the time and make things difficult for us.
How did I make it difficult for you?
No, not in this particular case you didn't. But you said 9 out of 10 times, and the other room said 9 out of 10 times, that's what you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So why are you the guy who thinks you don't have to play by the rules?
Honestly, because for the most part...
In general, it's like a through line. It's like this happens a lot.
Oh, stop it. Let's not make a big point about this. But I'm just saying, how many cops are there? How many cars are there? Odds are pretty good. It's dark when I'm driving in. How can they see that there's not two people? I mean, the odds are pretty good. I mean, clearly not today, but most...
But it's not about whether you can get away with it or not. Isn't there an inner compass that says, well, I'm just... You know, character, they say, is what you do when nobody's looking.
Right.
Don't you say I'm just going to live by the rules?
I have character in other places.
Where?
In other parts of my life. I'm saying I don't see that as, look, it's going to suck for me to pay the fine, and I'm going to pay the fine. Why are you angry? Why is Bean angry? I don't get it.
It has nothing to do with this particular instance. I keep repeating that. It's the people in general who flout the laws, who don't apply them. Who don't live by them?
Flout the laws all the time.
That makes things difficult for the rest of us.
No.
Okay.
And so you're the representative of that guy today. That's why it's frustrating because we don't get a chance to talk to that guy often because he's just being a douchebag anonymously,
zipping past us in the carpool lane.
Right.
Do you look at every car that goes by you in the carpool lane to see if there's two people so you can get in?
Of course not. But when I do look over and I see that there isn't, I don't like that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
He's effing things up.
I don't think he is. I think he's getting out of my way, and I love it. I wish more people would do it so that I could just
drive. What about the people who are in the carpool lane? Is he out of their way?
Yeah.
People who are playing by the rules who have two people in their car, and they've got a jackhole with one guy in the car in front of them? Is he out of their way?
I wasn't slowing anyone down, if that's your question.
I'm not talking about this particular instance.
Okay.
Can you see my point? If I'm not talking about this particular thing this morning... That people who do abuse the carpool lane are making life difficult for somebody at some point because they're not playing by the
rules.
That's
possible.
Possible or likely?
I mean, if it's in between the two. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I stay out of people's way. I know that. That's my number one goal.
That's what you do.
So if I get over in the carpool lane and somebody behind me is going faster, now I either got to get back out or speed up because I don't want to get in his way.
Right.
I do try to stay out of people's way.
All right. Well, as long as you're staying out of everybody's way, that's all that matters. They should have given you, actually, a good
commendation.
A good
Thank
commendation
you.
for staying out of people's way.
Maybe a medal.
Right.
The minimum payment is $441.
$481.
Okay, whatever. Don't. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's
Bean,
Ralph.
You're awfully silent. Am I wrong on this one?
No, Bean feels the same way.
But I don't want to pile on. I think you're making the argument just right.
All right. Speaking of awful people who break the law, Bill Cosby's trial opened yesterday in Philadelphia suburb.
Right up there.
Right.
Peas in a pod, man.
Oh. If you watch CNN tonight, you'll see two photos on the screen side by side.
How dare you.
One will be Kevin's, the other one will be Bill Cosby's.
It's science.
Lawyers for both sides were setting up their course of action. As I mentioned yesterday, Cosby did walk into the court accompanied by Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played his little daughter Rudy on his TV show. However, his wife of more than 50 years, Camille, did not attend at the trial.
Interesting.
So maybe she's got some feelings about what's happening. Prosecution presented their first witness, who was Kelly Johnson, the woman who claimed that Cosby attacked her in a hotel bungalow in Los Angeles 20 years after having her swallow a large white pill. Now, she's not suing Cosby, but prosecution lawyers were using her because her story closely parallels Andrea Constant, the name of the woman from Temple University who is suing him in this trial. So, the defense used their opening statement to attack Ms. Constant's credibility, saying that she made up the assault. So this is how
why would she go. Why would she make it? Why would a woman put herself through that?
Well, they didn't present that motivation. But
there's no evidence that she made up her assault.
But they did cite that she made 53 phone calls to Mr. Cosby after the incident, which they claim showed she had not been attacked, that it was a relationship of some kind.
Even if it's a relationship, by the way, are you allowed to date rape a woman you're seeing?
Bean, is that a real question?
No, I'm saying it's absurd.
It's not a real question. He's just presenting that as a...
Their point of view
is ridiculous as a defense, because if that in fact happened, regardless of her reaction to it, that it should still be actionable,
I was just very concerned.
Right. And Bill Cosby said, apparently, at the trial, I just stay out of people's way. That's the thing they know about me. A lot of these women are going slowly when the sexy time comes. The jury said, we didn't know.
I feel like
people are going slowly.
Two completely different unrelated stories.
See that parallel coming when you were getting your ticket.
Nope.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, who also used to use the carpool lane.
Did he?
When he
in
wasn't
your
supposed
nightmares?
In your nightmares. Exactly.
Finally, I got one.
Can I see your knife again on radio?
I did do that.
It's very entertaining for those who are listening that Allie put up her knife hand. It was very funny if you folks could see it. 70 years old today, Robert Englund. And Paul Giamatti. How great is Paul Giamatti on Billions?
As great as he is in everything he does.
I think he's particularly... This may be his finest hour.
It's pretty great.
I mean, he's always good, absolutely, but I am captivated by and blown away by his work every week on Billions. I think maybe it's great because he gets to take a great character and a great performance and then just expand it across 10 episodes or whatever it is every season.
Does it almost make you forget Pig Vomit?
Well, I can't forget Pig Vomit. That was where we all fell in love with Paul Giamatti, right? That and where's the one where he turned blue? Where Frankie Malcolm in the Middle turned him blue. What was the name of that?
What's that?
I don't know. Malcolm in the Middle and Crazy Amanda Bynes turned Paul Giamatti blue. What's it called? I'm Agent Banks.
Was that Big Fat Liar?
Big Fat Liar! For the win, Chip.
God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyway, Paul Giamatti's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, we're giving away the UFC tickets?
Yeah. We'll do that in about 10 minutes.
Not now.
Not now.
Okay. So yesterday we were chatting and somehow it came up. Somebody made reference to the fact of what they did over the weekend. And I mentioned that I had a pretty fun weekend too because I'm, you know, this is me being speaking. I'm living my best life. And I took a little road trip. And what I discovered is that there are very few people who work on our show. I think Dave was the only one who also enjoys road trips.
You guys
are more about...
You do?
Oh,
yeah,
you do as well?
I love the driving. I love the music. I love just being... in that.
I couldn't hate that more. I want to get on a plane. And if I'm going to Vegas, I want to be there in 45 minutes and start gambling. There's no road tripping for me.
So you're more of a destination guy and not so much a journey guy.
Yes.
So I, this weekend, decided that I had the time to travel to Cleveland, Mississippi, which is about 350 miles from where I live in New Orleans.
Now, how did you decide on Cleveland?
The Grammy Museum is there. Not dissimilar from the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles. They also have one in Mississippi.
Okay.
Which was a surprise to me.
Yeah,
and I might not have even known about it had not the traveling Taylor Swift experience be in that museum right now in Mississippi.
You drove 350 miles one way for the Taylor Swift Museum.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And did you say at the beginning that you're living your best life?
Yes, I did. And yes, I am.
Okay.
Look. What's better than getting out there on the open road with the windows down and the music blasting and you can stop and eat at Cracker Barrel whenever you want? I mean, it was a really fun trip. It was a really fun
weekend. Who did you go with? Because that makes all the difference on a road trip, right?
I was.
If you go with somebody like your best friend or whatever, can be the best time ever.
You're just singing along.
Yes.
You're like, whoop, whoop.
I was, a lot of great conversation going on.
You know that
chatting
that,
about things in the past.
Yeah.
So fun.
It wasn't much of that. It was just me. I mean, I went by myself. I drove it by myself. So, but it was only like 6 hours each way. You know, it's not that big a deal, right?
That's a road trip,
right?
Yeah,
that's
a little long for one weekend.
I drove up there, got most of the way on Friday after work, and then went the last 75 miles, saw the museum on Saturday morning, and then an hour later, turned around and headed home.
What a crazy bad schedule. Why didn't you stay till Sunday?
What's happening?
Well, why not drive home Sunday?
Why would I drive home on – I mean, look, there's not
because
a lot else –
Because you just spent 6 hours on the road.
Right, but there's not a lot else to do in Cleveland to Mississippi once you've done the Grammy Museum. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't much reason to stick around.
How was the Grammy Museum?
It was nice.
How long did you spend there?
About an hour.
Okay,
it's not the Louvre. I mean, there's not.
It's not?
It isn't the Louvre?
Cleveland,
no.
Mississippi?
It's like four rooms. So, I mean, it's not huge.
If I could recap. So you drove 6 hours.
Right.
Spent the night. Went to the Grammy Museum for 1 hour and then turned around and drove 6 hours.
I think you're leaving out Cracker Barrel.
You forgot about Cracker Barrel.
I didn't mention Cracker Barrel.
I did eat the Cracker Barrel.
And that was your weekend.
Well, yeah. That was fun. And by the way.
Define fun.
Taylor Swift, outfits, Grammys, MTV Video Music Awards, handwritten lyrics to her songs, lots of video clips and things like that, a media wall. I mean, it was a lot of fun stuff. I mean, if you're a fan of an artist, it's kind of neat to get up close with some of those personal.
But you stayed there for just 1 hour.
Yeah, I mean,
after driving six,
yes,
and then
yes,
drove six back.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And fun,
absolutely.
You able to smell the dress?
Oh, Allie, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, please.
It's never been like that. By the way, a lot of people think there's something creepy about a grown-up.
Because there is something creepy about it.
It is never, and I've said this from minute one, by the way, it's never been a creepy, like, sexual thing at all. That's not my attraction to Taylor Swift. I love her. I mean, she's very pretty, but I love her as an artist. I love her songs. I love her songwriting. I love her singing. I love her performing. Nothing creepy about it at all. So,
yeah, it's
no.
a little creepy.
It's not at all creepy.
I mean, it's a little creepy.
Just a fan of hers. Anyway, but I recommend it. It's only going to be there, I think, till the
Wait,
second
I'm
week
sorry.
Of August or something.
You're
recommending
who
this
are you? To our listeners.
To our listeners who might be near Cleveland, Mississippi?
Just in case. I'm just saying. It's worth a half a day's drive to get to and check out the museum. That's all. All right. Let's take care of this business right now. UFC 214, you guys, is coming to Southern California at the Honda Center on July the 29th. Allie McKay, what are we looking for this time around?
We had so much fun yesterday. We talked about some of the nicknames in the UFC. So which are real and which are fake? It will be called Contender or Pretender.
I like it. 1-800-520-1067. If you're a UFC fan and you want to be there in person at Honda Center on July 29th, give us a call
right
now, and we'll talk to you next week.
He smelled the dress, didn't he?
He smelled the dress.
He did. Portugal the Man on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:36.
I love that band, by the way. I love that song, but I haven't done the research on that name. It's one of the strangest names for a rock band, isn't it?
It is strange, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any idea what it means, Portugal, comma, the man?
No.
Okay. UFC.com is where you want to go, by the way, to get in on the pre-sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. The password is KROQ to buy your tickets for UFC 214. It's at the Honda Center on July 29th. This could be a big night, by the way. The much-anticipated Daniel Cormier versus John Jones fight. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. But this game is called Contender or Pretender.
You want to see the UFC people get punched and kicked and
heavy. I like that. All right, Allie, your callers are on the line. What are we doing here?
All right, I'm going to give you three names. One of those names will be a real nickname of a past or present UFC fighter. So that will be the contender. The other two, pretender. So just name the real nickname of a fighter.
All right.
Get it right. You go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets to UFC 214. Who's first?
Start with John in Lakewood. Hi, John.
What's going on?
All right, John, here are your names. Which one is the real fighter? Is it Roadrunner, Mighty Mouse, or Bugs Bunny?
Mighty Mouse.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Demetrius Johnson.
Nicely done. Hold
Although
on.
Maybe not for long, the way he's going lately.
Yeah, things are weird.
Pick
with
it on
him.
Dana.
Yeah.
Let's go to Daniel and Torrance. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel. Here are your names. Which one is the real fighter, the contender? Is it Cupcake, Sprinkles, or Chocolate Eclair?
That would be Cupcake.
It is.
We should have chocolate eclair.
I do, too. I really do.
I would root for chocolate eclair.
Me, too.
All right. Next up is Rebecca in Downey. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Here are your names, Rebecca. Is the real fighter Gangster, Lone Ranger, or Cowboy?
Ooh, Cowboy.
Nicely done.
Yes.
By the way, can I just say that yesterday when we played this game with a completely different set of clues, mm-hmm. we were 8-for-8 with the callers.
Correct. Yeah.
Today we're already 3-for-3. Our listeners know they're UFC fighters,
they
right?
They really do.
No pressure on Allie, who's next from Corona. Hi, Allie.
Oh, no. Hopefully I don't break that.
I hope so as well.
All right, Allie, here are your names. The California Kid, the Denmark Dude, or the Cincinnati Chick?
Cincinnati Chick.
Oh, Allie. No.
California Kid.
Oh, Urijah Faber. Did I say Urijah?
Yes,
that was weird.
You said Urijah.
That's really weird.
I don't think that J is pronounced.
Ever.
Right, ever.
That was odd.
That was odd.
Allie threw me off.
Sure,
that horrible guess.
Right. Mario in Boyle Heights. Hi there.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
You ready, Mario?
Yeah.
All right, your names. The Huntington Beach Bad Boy, the Redondo Renegade, or the Manhattan Beach Maniac?
The Bad Boy.
The Huntington Beach Bad Boy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Tito
correct.
Ortiz.
Tito.
Oh.
Tito. All right, next up is Jose in Temple City. Hi, Jose.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. You ready?
Ready to go.
The Serpent. The Dragon. The Centaur.
The Dragon.
The dragon.
That's correct.
My goodness.
Nicely done.
Just Leota Machida. Those are all penis nicknames, too, by the way, Allie.
Really? Oh,
okay. Alvin in Palos Verdes. Hi.
What's up, party people?
Hey, Alvin. Here are your names. Just name the one that is the fighter or the contender. Is it The Alarm, Ultravox, or Big Country?
Roy Big Country Nelson.
Yes.
Nice.
Fattest boxer in the UFC.
And that beard, right?
Right.
Didn't he have that bushy, bushy beard?
But he hits you one time and
you're
go to sleep.
Done. Big Country.
One more contestant, you guys.
All right. Robert in Irvine. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Robert. Name the fighter's nickname. Is it The Reflex, Rio, or Notorious?
Oh, I'm going to say it's the Notorious Conor McGregor.
Wow. quite the accent, Robert.
With the accent.
I mean,
nicely done.
Well done.
We did notice those were all Duran Duran songs, Ali. Very well done.
Did you also notice the Alarm, Ultravox, and Big Country, all 80s
sure.
bands?
Oh, yeah,
Thank
we got
you.
It. You've been listening to a lot of K-Rock HD, too.
Really have.
Let's try some John, some Daniel, Rebecca, Mario, Jose, Alvin, Robert, all in the drawing to win tickets for UFC 214 at the Honda Center on July 29th. Chip, I think you're picking a winner for us.
The winner is Rebecca.
Yay! Nice.
Rebecca, congratulations.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? I'm here.
The wind took her.
You're there. You win.
Yay! Thank you, guys. I'm super stoked.
You're going to UFC 214. Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing the game.
Contender or pretender.
Just by everything will be all right. Hey! Alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:50.
That is the hey of our friend Ralph Garman, who steps in for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Universal Studios Hollywood. I love that joint.
Same.
It's a great day. If you got kids, you just roll up there. It's close. I mean, Disneyland stuff, of course, is terrific, but that's a bit of a haul. But Universal, it's right there. Boom, you just park and you walk around the city walk and you can do stuff. You go to the park, don't go to the park, whatever. Just kill some time in the sunshine.
Kill some time in the sunshine should be their new thing.
Like, hi, what is this? Kill some time here at our place. The reason I bring it up
yes,
is because...
Why are you bringing this up?
Bean has no time for my homespun humor. No folksy timing. They've just announced some new attractions they're going to be building up there at Universal Studios Hollywood.
All right.
First of all, DreamWorks Theater featuring Kung Fu Panda, right?
That's going to be a permanent thing?
It's a Kung Fu Panda featured ride.
Did you say Kung Poo?
I probably did.
Because that's a whole different ride.
Kung Fu Panda. It's an all-new multi-sensory attraction.
Okay.
Featuring Master Po and the Furious Five.
Right?
My kid's going to be thrilled. She loves those damn movies. I do, too, to be frank. Jack Black's great in those. But then they also announced that this holiday season, they are doing Christmas in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
All
right. Which means they're going to deck out all of the Hogwarts Castle and all that stuff, decorate it all up for Christmas. So you'll get to see that feature even more beautiful.
All right.
I think that's good. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Why is no one excited?
We're excited.
Christmas at Hogwarts.
Is always better.
That's what I'm saying. Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor, of course, are breaking up. However, the split may not be as amicable as they want you to think, according to sources. Here's the story that's just come out this week, that apparently Christine Taylor got a little fed up with Ben's close friendship with a lady he met on a movie set. Ooh. Although he claimed he was simply her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm her mentor. Wasn't that Cosby's shtick, too, was the mentor?
Yeah.
Oof.
She caught him and the mentee chatting in the middle of the night, apparently, outside the bedroom.
No.
And he was in the living room.
No.
Where did she blew a gasket, and that's when...
What, is she uptight?
Apparently. I do my best mentoring at night. So there may be more to their story than just they've grown apart. You know how it is when you need to mentor a young actress?
Yep.
Mentoring doesn't have hours.
Some actresses need a full-time mentoring. Sometimes you got to mentor them once or twice the night.
Nope.
You gotta
with a little break in between, though.
Sometimes you get some Gatorade, and then you get rehydrated, and then you get back to the mentoring.
Because, really?
Yes.
Those electrolytes really help with the mentoring?
They do. Okay. It can be a very arduous process.
All right.
All the mentoring.
Why didn't he just say it was Jake from State Farm?
See, because there's a popular commercial.
Yeah.
Where
she catches him.
Let's go back to the sex mentoring.
I didn't say sex anything.
I was
talking about mentoring.
I apologize. Yeah.
It's all about mentoring.
Come on, man.
Right?
Al Pacino, it has been announced, is going to be starring in a new movie about the Penn State sex scandal. Pacino will play Joe Paterno in the film, which, by the way, get out a picture of Al, get out a picture of Joe, and realize how it's freaking awesome casting.
Yeah,
that's real good.
No word yet on who will play assistant coach Jerry Sandusky.
He was the piece of garbage who was arrested and charged with 52 counts of sexual abuse of young boys over a 15-year period. And according to the story, Paterno knew about it, but covered it up and then was fired as head coach and died shortly thereafter. So it's...
Do a lot of people...
It's going to be a good film. And Barry Levinson, Barry Levinson is the director of this, who is an amazing director. So I think this is really going to be a good project.
Do a lot of people know that Joe Paterno knew, or is everybody still guessing? Because he passed away, right?
Well, there was enough evidence.
There was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough evidence showing that he did, and that's why he was fired as head coach of the program.
Okay.
I mean, he was relieved of his job because of that causation. So, causality. Causnosity.
Oh, like that.
Right?
Oof. That is an awful situation.
Yes. Yep. Bad people
Didn't
doing
three
bad
officials just get sentenced
yes.
within the last week?
Yes, more. It still continues
yeah.
there at Penn State in Happy Valley.
Yeah. Talk to anyone, though, that went to Penn State.
Not happy.
And you're a liar. None
oh,
of that
no.
happened.
Oh, the Nittany Lions, yeah.
It's insanity.
It's like Scientology.
It truly is.
Listen,
it is a cult there.
Listen, lady, don't tell me.
Okay.
Because I have... I would say 50% of my graduating class from high school went to Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I have innumerable friends who went there.
And they won't have any of this talk.
No.
It is as if you're saying,
wow,
Jesus had a drinking problem.
Yes.
Wow.
Which, water, wine, maybe. He
right?
Did, but who are we to say?
He's using his magic to turn water
yes.
into wine?
Yes, wouldn't you?
Boozer.
Yeah, they're nuts. It's
wow.
very, it's shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's a horrific thing to have to admit.
But not really. Not if the evidence
no.
shows up. You just went to school there. It's
horrific.
Not your dad.
No,
it's not
you.
Your uncle.
Yeah.
It's not your grandfather. You just went to school there. Why do you find it hard to believe that men in an institution of learning would fall down on the job? Hey, I asked you a question.
I don't have an answer.
All right, then.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, that's going to be a movie, and that'll be good. That's what I'm saying.
Mom and Dad, hey, I got a role. I'm so excited about this. Who are you playing? Jerry Sandusky?
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. They better pick an established star that everybody loves. They better get John Goodman or somebody that it's bulletproof and this won't stick with them. Speaking of people who everybody loves, Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Jr. Everybody loves Hank Williams Jr. And he's ready for some football again.
How did this happen?
He's ready for some football!
I honestly don't get this.
ESPN,
how long has it been?
ESPN says he's going to be back with his Monday Night Football theme song this upcoming season.
I think it's been about 6 years, maybe?
Yep. Now, sure, they asked Hank to leave ESPN back in 2011 when he compared, you know, Barack Obama to Hitler. Like you do.
Sure.
And they said, that's not a good look for us. Maybe we don't want Hank hanging around anymore. But we live in a new world.
Well, that's true.
We live in a post-Hitler world now, where you can mock the mayor of London after a serious terrorist attack and then say, I wasn't mocking him at all when I called him pathetic. We're pals.
It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Right?
Wow.
We don't, facts don't matter anymore, so I don't think he even said it now.
So
now
Obama and Biden, are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
Now that we've gone through the time machine, I doubt that even happened.
Do you think this is ESPN saying, we're getting a lot of heat for being pretty liberal lately. Maybe we let this guy back in and we'll get some more of our audience that kind of went away from us.
Is ESPN getting heat for being liberal?
Oh, yes.
It's possible.
From whom? By what? What happened?
By
I don't know the story.
Conservatives.
But what did they? Is there a story attached to that? Did they do something or say something?
They think
I know
that
like
a lot
CNN
of
CNN did, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they just think a lot of the programming now is very left based. A lot of the people on the show, very left based. They think anyone talking about Colin Kaepernick, left based.
Mm, Black Lives Matter when that comes
yeah.
up.
Well, at plus a lot of blacks on that channel, right? A lot of black people,
mm-hmm.
right? Where's all the white people? Where are all the white football players and basketball players? Where are they? Why don't they feature them?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What?
Why is it all going to be black people?
I feel like...
Where's Whitey?
What?
How about white America? Why aren't they
when
on the football field?
When does Whitey get a chance?
Right. How
right.
come they don't focus on all the white NBA players during the playoffs?
True.
Liberals.
Ralph.
Liberal snowflake
I'm just saying,
cucks.
That could be a reason.
Take it easy.
Oh, I hate those cucks. Why is everybody pausing? That's a word. It's okay.
Yes.
It's just C-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Cuckold.
Right. Short
it
for
sounds
cuckold.
Racist.
It's not at all.
Son, never kick a cow turd on a hot day.
Thank you, Hank.
That's some great advice.
Hank has, Hank's dialed in. He knows what's what. Three Stooges, Obama and Biden.
Right?
Three Stooges.
Come on.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert Englund is 70 years old today. And Paul Giamatti. God damn it, I love him so much. He's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off coming up. Bean makes his guest and the Bachelorette Report.
A very controversial Bean makes his guest topic coming up, by the way.
Oh, no.
About 15 minutes or so. But again, don't yell at the messenger. And then Ralph and Petros break down last night's Bachelorette on ABC. We've got Shane West on the program later on today. And keep listening at 9 o'clock this morning. Once again, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Kings of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl October 6th. And you're qualified to see them Red Rocks as well. Get all the details at KROQ.com.
So my brain doesn't function properly a lot.
Okay.
And I was, we were playing a song here at K-Rock, and I, for some reason, I don't even remember the topic, but I said, quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up.
And Bean, who usually is sort of, you know, he's on the internet or he's thinking about other things, I've never heard him respond faster. That's all they do!
It struck me as the most curious thing to say.
Yeah.
It's like saying...
Had you not pointed it out, I would have never realized I had it backwards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You would have kept on going.
Probably, yeah. I would have not noticed.
But I mean... The two ends of your sentence are in direct conflict with one another.
Right. I see that now.
The definition of a quitter, to put it another way, is someone who gives up.
Right.
So people who give up are quitters.
Right. Why would I say quitters never give up?
Quitters never give up.
Are you asking us to go into your brain and figure it out?
I'm sort of asking that, yeah.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But we did point it out on the air. We were all fascinated with it. And by the way, how did you feel about that one? The joy and the glee and the parade and everything that came down around your head when we discovered what you had said.
I was fine with that because there's no real damage done.
No.
It's just me being, you know, dumb Yoda.
It's just fun.
Unable to put words together that make sense.
Well, it caught the imagination of our listeners and it became instantly a hashtag all over social media.
Yeah, that's great.
Quitters never give up. And it occurred to us that there's some life in quitters never give up. Am I right? Because it's become a motto that the Kevin Bean listeners live their lives by.
I'm not sure it's a motto that they live their lives by. But we are going to sell T-shirts, limited edition T-shirts, starting Thursday at 10 a.m., where you can buy a T-shirt that says quitters never give up, and then it has my name, and then unfortunately it has the Kevining photo
of
my
that's
face.
The best part.
On the shirt.
Sure. I love that so much.
Yeah, that's great.
We put up some pictures of this at the Kevin Bean social media, and it's up again right now if you want to check out. It's Kevin beautifully modeling this new T-shirt.
Yeah.
Which is, it's black with white letters, and it says quitters never give up. And then what's it have underneath? Have your Twitter?
Yeah, it's my Twitter, right? Giving me credit for that quote.
Right.
And then it's my Kevining face.
And that's your Kevining face on top of it. And it's a beautiful T-shirt. And we haven't tried doing this before, but I think this is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to put these up for sale on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. online only. You can't buy these in stores or anything like that. And they're only going to be available for 24 hours.
Right.
Okay? And the reason we're doing that is because everybody who wants one, that gives you plenty of time in that 24-hour window to go online, krock.com, buy the T-shirt, and that way we can get it out to you within how long, Kevin? What is it, just a week
positive,
or something, right?
Yeah, a week or something like that.
Yeah, super, super fast turnaround on this. Rather than have it be one of these things where we take a guess on how many T-shirts we want, and then who knows how many we sell or have left, or we run out, and then we have to go back and make more. This just streamlines the whole process so that everybody who wants one is guaranteed to get one in a timely fashion.
And we're hoping to make more in the future. Like, we'll make stuff that Bean says, and Allie says, and Chip, right?
But probably
more likely
that we spread the wealth around.
Right, but I feel like you really contribute more to the language than the rest of us do. So that's the great news, is that they're going to be on sale for 24 hours. So anyone who wants one has a chance to get it. They are great, high-quality shirts. The turnaround is fast. I think the price is outstanding because we're only making them $19.99 plus tax, which anyone who's bought any kind of T-shirt lately knows that's cheap these days, right?
Right.
And Kevin, why don't you talk about where the money's going for this venture?
The proceeds go to benefit the charity that my wife and I run, Friends and Helpers. So that's for abused women and children. So they're $19.99. They go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. for 24 hours, and then they're limited, and then we might come up with something next week. You know, I'll have to say something brilliant between now and then.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Anyway, go to krock.com for all the details. 106.7 KROQ is K-R-O-Q, L-A and O-C's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 722.
Letters are hard.
That's right.
Yep.
Allie, her name is Reality Winner.
That's it.
Her name is Reality Winner, this woman that's in the news right now. Like, how is that a name for a human that lives on the earth with people?
Unreal.
All right. Hey, Bachelorette Report with Petrus and Ralph coming up at about 15
minutes. She should be the Bachelorette if her name's Reality Winner.
No kidding,
right?
She
might be in jail, though. Oh.
First, though, Ralph, I'm glad you're in here because it's time to play America's favorite new game show, Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Brr.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya,
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes His Guess.
Yes! Talk to Omar about some of the sound bites that don't seem to apply.
It's
here
locked
in,
open. Sorry.
Yep.
Locked.
No changes.
We go to ranker.com for today's list. I love this one, and I think you guys are going to do really well with it, too. Anyone who's ever tried to go up on stage knows that being a stand-up comedian is not an easy job. You have to be witty, charming, funny. However, there are many comedians who are not any of those things that causes them to be hated by the comedy community and by the general public as well. They may have some modicum of success over here, but most of the people are over there going, ah, I hate that person. Ah! These are the top 10 stand-up comedians that people love to hate. Huh. Everyone got that in mind?
Love to hate,
so it's not the worst.
These are people that are popular with a subsection of the audience, but the rest of the country or the rest of the world, the rest of the people who like comedy, look down on them.
Got it.
They go, ah, that is not for me. How does anyone find that person funny?
Right?
So that's what we're looking for here. We're going to go around the room as we do and see how many in the top 10 we can get. Kevin, you are the ceremonial head of the table. You get the first guess. What say you?
I'm going to say one that will make you happy, Bean, and that's Dane Cook.
Absolutely.
Dane Cook is number 3 on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's shocking.
Shocking that it's not higher?
I thought he'd be one.
What is it about Dane Cook, you guys, that think? I mean, he's one of the most – it seems like he's lost a step in the last few years. At one time, he was selling the bigger – you couldn't find a guy who could sell bigger venues than Dane Cook.
Yeah.
He was so popular, right? What was the rap on him? Why did people not like
him?
Well,
I know that you didn't like him because he sounded like he was doing funny material, mm-hmm. but there was no funny material.
Well, that's what it was. It was all shtick.
Yeah.
And once the shtick got old and the boys who loved him grew up, then everyone realized, well, this guy's not telling any jokes.
This isn't funny.
He's just have a lot of humor all sufi and fingers. There's no real humor there.
Dane Cook, you are on the board, Kevin, with a point. He is at number 3. Ralph Garman.
I would have to say the thieving Carlos Mencia would have to be hated by the community.
Certainly. He is number 2 on the list. And, yeah, I mean, he was caught stealing jokes on numerous occasions, right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
never really seemed to own up to it either.
Nah.
So... that's number 3. Number 2, well done, Ralph. Alan McKay.
Gallagher.
this list was from this century.
Can't believe.
So I'm sorry.
Wait a miss and her first up at bat.
Well,
and it's just a pitching machine at this point. They didn't even put the pitcher out yet.
Okay.
By the way, there is only the top 10, so it's possible Gallagher made the list a little further down.
He did in 1978, yes.
But he's not on the list here. Kevin Ryder, please.
Larry the Cable Guy.
You are on fire.
Sorry,
he is number
Allie.
4. Larry the Cable Guy is number 4.
Chip's on fire, by the way. Chip is on fire.
But I mean, she helped me with that one. But
by writing it down and showing it to you?
I couldn't remember the name, so I said to Chip, you might be a redneck if. And then she wrote down.
Not the guy.
I know, but that's another guess.
I wrote that first.
That's another guess that I have.
He's the get her done guy.
Yes.
Larry the Cable Guy is the get her done guy.
Yeah.
All right, so Carlos Mencia at number 2, Dane Cook at number 3, Larry the Cable Guy at number 4, Gallagher nowhere to be seen. Ralph Garman, you're up.
How about Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy is not on the list. That is a surprise to me because in my mind, he's hand in hand with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, I thought all those rednecks would feel that way.
Alan McKay.
Jay Leno.
Not on the list.
Come on!
He's kind of a legend in the stand-up community, Ali. That's not a great choice.
I don't like what he did to Conan.
Okay.
All right.
He's sort of a legendary
That's
stand-up.
A different list. Oh. Different list. Is okay. Top 10 mean people who did things to Conan.
Mean to Conan.
Okay.
All right, Kevin Ryder.
Carrot Top.
Again, no, I don't think you're taking this seriously anymore.
How dare you?
Ralph Garman.
Oh, boy. So many. Now, this is not on me. This is not my choice.
Uh-oh.
But Joe Rogan.
No. Yeah. Although, I will give you as a hint, there is somebody on this list who is a friend of the show that we adore, and he made the list.
Somebody on the list that we adore.
Alan McKay.
Who do we have on the show that we adore that would be on the top 10 hated
I'm
list?
I'm trying to think of people who had beefs, like comedy beefs.
Mm-hmm. Allie?
Yeah.
With 0 points, would you like to take a guess?
You want to guess Carson now?
I'm going to go one better.
Red Skelton?
Smirnoff.
Freaking Bob Hope, am I right?
That guy. No, how about Pauly Shore?
All right, one more time around the horn, because then we got to get
Allie,
to the Bachelorette.
You've got to please join us
bad,
in the 21st century.
Bad comics. I'm
There's
not,
other people who are working today.
Kevin, your final guess, please.
Margaret Cho.
No. Ralph Garman, your final guess, please.
Kathy Griffin.
Number one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
By the way.
She's very polarizing.
She's very polarizing, and she was in this top 10 even before the incident with Trump's head.
Just going to ask that. That's
because
funny.
People find whether it's her voice or her style of delivery, or she's just so frantic, or she's just, people just find her annoying. I love her too, by the way.
Yeah.
But number one on the list, so it looks like, Ralph, you've won the game. Allie, you get a final shot, though.
Actually, they're tied.
We are tied.
Yeah.
Really?
Chip and I are tied?
Yes.
I hate that.
So you're saying there's a guy that comes in that's on the list.
Yes, but let's not derail the segment.
That we adore.
That we adore.
Yes.
Well, it's not Jim Jeffries because that's just wrong. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, are we naming
we're
people
not naming
not now?
People that are not on the list?
Are you fishing? Is that what you're looking
we're
for?
We're trying to name people that are on the list.
Yeah. Brad Williams.
All right, here's your top 10 most
we
hated
adore,
comedians. Number 10, Gilbert Gottfried.
Ow!
Sure.
Number 9, Michael Richards.
Oh, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Sure.
Number 8, I think also for obvious reasons, Dennis Miller. Style of comedy that a lot of people do not appreciate at all.
Far off, then.
Number 7, and the friend of the show that I was stunned to see on this list. I've never heard anyone say a bad word about his comedy, is Jay Moore. Is on the Ranker.com list.
Yeah.
A lot of beefs, though. A lot of comedy beefs.
He does have comedy beefs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Number 6, Jeff Dunham.
Oh, I should have thought of that because I hate him.
Number 5, a guy who has been criticized for being a one-trick pony, Dat Fan.
He's not a comic.
I don't even know him.
He is a comic. He was the first winner of what was the show?
Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing.
Doesn't make you a comic.
He is a working comedian,
I think
but
definition it kind of does, because
really
he's on Last Comic Standing.
Just meant he was standing last. Doesn't
and
make
then,
you a comic.
And then Larry the Cable Guy, Dane Cook, Carlos Pizzia, and Kathy Griffin. Nice job, you guys. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Oh, we look forward to this time every week here on the show. Ralph is here. Petros is on the phone. Hit it, Steve.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he loves the Bachelorette. Yeah. With Petros Papadakis always watching it. Yeah. Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on the Bachelorette.
Ow! Yeah. I love how I was watching it. That's my favorite part of that intro.
It's a good rhyme.
Yes, I like it.
Hey, Petros.
Yes.
What's going on, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
P squared last night. There we were. DeMario standing in the driveway with his heart in his hand, just begging to be let back into the competition.
Wait, he's the guy whose girlfriend showed up?
Well, he was at the gym, and his girlfriend showed up and said, he still has my keys. We slept together just before he came here. And he was like, oh, who's that? He said about her when confronted. Which
pretty strong move.
It was pretty strong. But he was tossed off the show. He made his way back at the end of last week's episode to beg for forgiveness.
Oh, I see.
And
was the security standoff really necessary?
Yes, because those guys, a pack of guys came out of the house. They were going to beat DeMario's ass.
Yeah, it was not like a protest or anything. They didn't need the riot gear. I thought it was a little much.
I think they needed to protect DeMario and give those two a little space so they could work things out. And DeMario, I'm telling you, he really opened up. Here he is talking to Rachel, telling him how he feels things from the bottom of his entire heart.
I'm begging this from the bottom of my entire heart. Will you please give me another chance to come into this house? Because I feel like that you and I really can be something. My Uber ride up here, I explained to my driver that I was going for the woman of my dreams. And he said, you know what? Don't take no for an answer.
And you want to take romantic advice from your Uber driver, I think.
Sure, right?
Why is he trying to make his life a Michelle Pfeiffer romantic comedy of the 90s, except an Uber driver instead of a cab driver?
Yes.
And whenever I speak from the lower ventricle, never the whole heart.
Not the entire heart?
No, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I guess so. Then, of course, as the show went along, we had to get into Waboom. We had to talk about Lucas a little bit.
This is the only good thing. I mean, it was a good episode.
It was, yes.
But this confrontation between these two men who despise each other, was the apex for me, Ralph.
It was really, I think, the heart and soul of this week's episode was the battle between Lucas, Waboom, and Blake. And they have a previous relationship. They knew each other before they got into the Bachelor Mansion. And Blake called it a battle of good over evil because he believes that Lucas Waboom is there for the wrong reasons.
Oh, I hate that.
That perhaps he's just trying to garner some publicity for his wannabe comic career versus actually being there for the right reason. And Lucas realizes Blake has been speaking badly of him, poorly of him, and so he goes to Rachel and tries to intercede and perhaps, I don't know, laid some seeds of doubt in Rachel's head about how whether Blake can be believed or not.
I know there were some things said from, like, Blake, and I think he just doesn't like me.
Why?
I don't know if Blake has a crush on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other night, like, you know, he was, you know, over my bed, you know, peeling a banana, and he was, like, licking the banana like this.
Okay.
You know, and I woke up, and I was like, why is this?
Okay.
Yeah.
What the?
What?
Yeah.
What
show are we watching here?
He was claiming that he thinks Blake has a crush on him because he woke up and Blake was peeling and licking a banana while he watched him sleep.
He was trying to be funny?
He described the scene from American Me in the juvenile detention center.
That's
really
right, yes. I don't know if he was trying to be funny or not, Kevin, because if he was, it wasn't very funny. And it seemed like Rachel took him to his word and confronted Blake about the banana incident.
Oh, no.
To which Blake said, well, it couldn't be me because I don't eat carbs. That was his defense.
What? I hate these guys so much.
Said, that would never happen because I don't eat carbs.
He had some seven-syllable diet word.
Ketogen or something, I think.
One is a workout freak, and the other is a comedy, aspiring former comedian.
So we get to the rose ceremony. And they're battling it out in the cutaway interview saying, if he gets a rose, I'm going to be so angry because I only should get a rose. And I can't believe he'll get a rose because I'm good and he's evil. And no, but I'm going to get the rose. Turns out neither of them get a rose and they both get booted on the same episode. Now, the problem is they're both being interviewed outside of the mansion talking about their experiences.
Oh, you think this was coincidental?
I do, P.
You don't think they had a landing strip of lights for the one guy to be led to the other?
Well, Blake did notice that Lucas was being interviewed in the same area as he was, and so he crashed his interview.
Oh.
And things did not go well.
What up, Lucas?
What's up, man?
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of You're here for the wrong reasons. I got drug into your I see right through you. I know why you're here, and it kills me.
Why am I here?
You're here to be on TV.
And why is that?
Because you are a wannabe comedian. You're a washed-up joke. I can't help but feel like if you weren't here, I would have had a real shot at getting to know Rachel, but because you were too busy wow-a-doobing and making a joke out of this experience, I'm going home. You win, Lucas. Waboom.
Yeah. Thing is like, it's not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
It's about the world, brother.
This is the best.
Yeah.
That's
going to be my new T-shirt I'll be selling. It's about the world, brother.
It's about the world, brother. Look,
they almost cracked up. Both
unbelievable.
Of those
people
really?
They almost started laughing in the middle.
They've already signed them up for Bachelor in Paradise, though, I hope. Right?
I certainly hope so.
Let me ask you guys a question. They keep saying some people are there for the wrong reason. I mean, everybody's there for the wrong reason, right?
No,
we are
not
buying that they're there for love.
I think some people are trying to meet somebody.
Really?
If you're there to be on TV, it's better to stab yourself before you leave home.
Yes,
it's a terrible, terrible transgression.
Don't you think a lot of guys there are trying to get with Rachel P?
I think there's some, she's a lovely girl. She has a good attitude, but I think nobody knows what it's like to be on TV and get makeup and get mic'd up and get flown around the country until you actually do it. And I think it starts to cloud people's reasoning as they get involved deeper and deeper into the show,
Fred is a little kid that she was the camp counselor over back when they were young.
She didn't have to do Fred like this, Ralph.
She brutalized Fred. I agree with you so much, P.
Wait, she was a counselor and he was a camper?
When she was in sixth grade, she was a camp counselor. He was a kindergarten kid under her charge at camp together in Texas.
Water under the bridge in Dallas, Allie. Ooh, under the bridge.
Oh,
now they come back together years later, and his longtime crush, his boyhood crush, now is the girl of his dreams, and he's there on The Bachelor. But he hasn't really kissed her yet. So he makes his move last night. He finally kisses her, and this is Fred's reaction.
I want you to know that she might feel something, okay?
It was just like...
What is happening?
No, that's not Bruce Lee. That is Fred's reaction to what it was like to kiss his longtime crush.
Geeked up.
And she picks up the rose that everyone gets on a group date that she gives to one person. And she says, Fred, let's take a walk. And she walks with him with the rose in her hand and says, yeah, this isn't working out. You need to go home now. Why did she have to pick up the rose, P?
It wasn't even the rose. It's that she, after she kissed him loudly, she said... It was like kissing a little boy.
Yeah.
And then sent him home while he was hooping and hollering like he just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
While she was holding the rose, though.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
He thought she was going to give him the rose.
Yeah, she pumped him up on purpose unnecessarily.
Poor Fred. She didn't have to kiss him and then send him home. She should have just sent him home.
And then, of course, it's Eric. Eric has a problem because his name is in everybody's mouth. Why is his name in
their mouth?
Why is his name in their mouth? They need to get his name out of her mouth. Why my name in your mouth? Everyone keeps talking about Eric, and he is not happy. He's making trouble in the house because his name's in everybody's mouth. Why is it in the mouth?
Because I have an opinion, and I want to challenge you. Oh, you're too much. You talk too much. You this. Oh, that, man.
It's not about you. It's not about
me. It is about me because my name is in your mouth. It is about me because my name is in your mouth. That's what makes me mad.
This is unreal.
My name is in your mouth, so it must be about me.
Wow.
Looks like Eric and Lee are going to go to blows, but to be continued. We'll find out next week whether his name should be in people's mouths.
But it does make sense, you know. It is about you if... My name is in your mouth.
That's true. If my name is in your mouth, then it is about me.
That is logic.
I feel like keep my name out your mouth.
That's right. Like I need to join Ralph and Kevin and start watching this show, man. This is getting good.
This is getting exciting. It seems as if Lee has never been around anybody who raises their voice above like a middle octave, and it's going to be a problem.
It seems like there's some racial issues that rear their ugly head next week as well.
Oh, no.
I told you it's coming. Lee calls one of the guys aggressive, and then one of the guys goes, you can't say a black guy's aggressive.
He's like, oh, I'm aggressive because I'm black? And then... Oh, no. Lee's a country boy with a guitar, and he's got a pickup truck, and there's a lot of name in people's mouths.
That one guy whispers at Lee, he goes, hey, and Lee goes, what? He goes, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, too.
The Bachelorette airs Monday nights at 8 on ABC Channel 7. Petros Papadakis won with his good friend Matt Money Smith on AM 570 LA Sports again this afternoon at 2. Ralph and P will be back next Monday. Thanks, guys.
Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on The Bachelorette.
It is 7 minutes till 8.
Actor, musician, dreamboat, Shane West joins us in the 9 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. And we'll also give away some more tickets to go see Kings of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl and qualify to see them at Red Rocks as well. It's all coming up on K-Rock. Rob is here now. Time for the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's happening?
No, we're talking about The Bachelorette and the loss of Lucas Waboom, who, by the way, lives here in Southern California. He lives in Santa Monica.
Does he?
Yeah. And Blake, aspiring drummer Blake, lives in Marina Del Rey, I believe. That's how they know each other. They're neighbors.
I think Blake was Chip's pick, so she's out.
You had aspiring drummer Blake?
He's Mario, I think, was Dave's pick, so he's out.
Waboom. Did anybody have Waboom?
I have no idea.
If you know Waboom, if you're within the sound of our voice and you know Waboom, tell him to go F himself.
Oh.
Tell him to...
Go F himself.
Okay.
He's a douchebag.
All right.
Because everyone said, oh, you know, you're not here for the right reasons. You're not here for the right reasons. You're not here for Rachel. Whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, I am. I am. He was on Good Morning America this morning talking to Lara Spencer. Hi, Lara.
What do you say, Lara?
You're having that dude. I don't know. Is he back to glug, glug, glug? Is he still
I don't think so.
On the
he's
table?
Not,
no, he's not glugging.
He's solid.
How do we know? How would we know?
We've run into him.
Leaning up against the dumpster behind a 7-Eleven with a brown paper bag.
Vaseline Alley.
Oh,
Lara.
Heaven.
So he's talking to Lara, and she says, so, you know, this whole thing, Waboom on the show, it may have been a little too much. You're doing it a lot. Do you think that was part of the problem? Not as far as Waboom's concerned.
We have a big Waboom song coming out.
Oh, fantastic.
It's all about the Waboom.
I love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh. He's releasing his new Waboom song, his new novelty Waboom song sometime soon. So for those of you who said he wasn't there for the right reasons, that he was just trying to garner attention for his wannabe show business career, I say, how can you accuse him of that? He's got a new Waboom song he's working on.
Oh, f*** you.
Right?
And why does Lara say, oh, I love it?
Right?
Why doesn't she shut him down?
Because
go,
it's
no,
morning
don't.
Television.
Good morning, America. That's her job.
Has anyone ever said negative anything on morning television?
I mean.
Well, you have. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you're not there anymore. You were nearly agreeable enough, I think.
Oh, that might be true.
That may have been the problem. Yeah, so that's Waboom's news.
Wow.
So
can't wait for that
can't
song.
Can't wait for the Waboom song.
Breakfast with.
Breakfast with Waboom. I like it. Speaking of people on television rubbing people the wrong way, Bill Maher will be back on the air on Friday. HBO has no plans to fire him, according to sources. He did apologize, and HBO also gave him a public reprimand. But it looks like his show will carry on. Now, with that in mind, Minnesota Senator Al Franken has canceled his appearance on his upcoming episode of Real Time because of Maher's use of the N-word. He won't be on, although his statement said he was glad to see that Bill apologized and expressed sincere regret for his comment. Here's the upside to Friday's episode. Guests on the show will be journalist David Gregory, who I think is terrific, Florida Representative David Jolly, and Ice Cube. Ooh. Ice Cube will be on the panel. So,
did you say Ice Cube?
I think this might be an episode worth watching. I think there may be some fireworks on this Friday's Real Time with Bill Maher. If Ice Cube and Bill are going to get together. Doesn't anybody want to watch this besides me?
Yes.
Still Bill Maher?
Yes.
No.
I know you're not a fan.
By the way, Ice Cube has a new song out. Bean tipped me off to. It's great.
Is it Waboom?
It's not Waboom.
It's called Waboom?
I wish.
Oh, it'd be the best. Hank Williams Jr. is coming back. You heard me. He is ready for some football. ESPN says the country music star will be back with his Monday Night Football song this upcoming season. It's been since 2011. Hank asked us if we're ready for some football.
We were trying to remember in the room here yesterday, Ralph. Did they just not replace that with anything? Have they just not had a song for Monday Night Football all these years?
Sure they did.
Was it Carrie for Sunday and Monday?
She did Sundays.
She did Sundays,
but
right.
Monday was Faith Hill.
Oh, was it?
Oh, see, in my mind, I was thinking that Carrie had replaced Faith.
I thought she had
Hank,
replaced
then Faith, then Carrie, yeah. I thought.
Now, there was something on Mondays.
Was it Carrie doing both?
No, because they're different networks. Sunday Night Football is NBC.
Right.
I just
and
remember
ESPN,
the legs.
I just couldn't think of what it was.
Football.
What's wrong with us?
I mean, do we have that kind of time?
I can't think of what they replaced the opening with. I thought somebody took it over.
No memory.
Huh.
We had no help in the other room? Anybody paying attention? Anybody listening?
We're looking!
In the other room?
All right.
Okay.
Keep looking. And more music news. Billy Joel, for the first time, had to postpone his monthly concert in New York's Madison Square Garden.
Oh, what Joel month quitters, could be. Quitters never give up, though.
But he has a viral infection and needs to rest. So his show has been rescheduled for December 20th. He'll do two shows, I guess, then. His next concert will be July 5th. Billy just booked his 47th consecutive show at that venue, by the way.
I saw him twice there at MSG.
It's a good place if you want to see him. It's a good place to see him. Doctors say, though, the viral infection is not serious. He should be recovering fully, just some rest. And they say it's a good thing he didn't have a heart attack. Because at his age, that would have been much more. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any news on that Monday Night Football?
It looks to me, from what I'm seeing, right. That they are just using the regular Monday Night Football.
They were using an instrumental theme known as Heavy Action.
Heavy Action is the name of the theme.
And that's
yes,
from the New York Times.
That's what they've been using.
Ba, 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 that one?
That's the one. Ba, 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 and they have different recordings.
Hey, Bean, I'm sorry. Bean, I'm sorry. What, Dave? Does anyone recognize
that? Sound like anything we've ever heard before.
I've never heard that.
Bean, can we hear your version, please?
No, you cannot.
Please, no, I heard a little bit earlier. I'd like to hear more. Can you do your version, please?
But I don't know the rest.
At least I recognize that one.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What do you think it is, Kevin?
I don't know.
Let's hear your version.
You just said you recognize it, so you must.
I recognize Bean.
What's the traditional opening?
That's what Bean just did.
Oh, that sounded good.
Yeah.
That's Fox, same song, though.
Oh.
Oh, that is Fox.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know that.
Monday Night Football. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, yes.
Ba, 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 ba.
Right?
Right?
I think you're heavy.
Right. I think you're right.
That's Fox.
But ABC, Monday Night Football.
I think you're right.
Bean, let's hear some of that. I'm not going to try it again. But so they'll just use that probably in and out. Yeah, use that in and out of commercials and whatnot. But the top of the show will be Hank Williams Jr. again.
Why did you turn it off, Kevin? That was the thing.
I didn't.
Oh,
just
I don't get it back. I didn't. We have ghosts. Ghosts in the machine.
I didn't play it.
Dave?
See, that's a drop.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's it.
All right.
Bam, 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 bam.
Right, we heard it.
That was some heavy action right there. Hey. What's up?
Thanks, DJ. DJ Sanchez.
Oh, my God.
All right.
My brain hurts.
That was some good radio right there.
Right?
Wasn't it, that last chunk?
That was pretty good.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert Englund is 70 years old today. Actor Paul Giamatti celebrates his 50th birthday. I am not drinking Merlot! That's from Sideways.
Yeah.
Very popular film he did.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, watched Thomas Hayden Church.
Yep.
I like that movie.
Me too.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. It's been a while since we've done this topic, but it's back in the news in a big, big way. Look, when you post something on the internet,
it's private.
It's private,
no, right?
That's the opposite of what I'm going to say.
What?
I really want people to pay attention.
Okay.
When you post something on the internet,
it's private.
No, that's not what we're talking about here.
Okay, you go.
Other people can see it.
What?
Okay. Repeat for me. Post it on the internet.
Post it on the internet.
Other people can see it.
It's private.
It's not private.
It's not private.
This is a crazy story.
Yeah.
How
this is
tough
nuts.
Is it to get into Harvard? What do you think the percentage of acceptance rate is among students who apply to get into that college?
0.4.
Tops.
I mean, honestly,
yeah.
It's if 1,000 people apply, what do you think? 5 get in? I mean, is it some crazy number like that?
I think it's something crazy like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it really, really was big news this week when 10 students who had been accepted into Harvard, they were going to be admitted in the fall, received letters saying they were no longer welcome to come to the school. They were accepted, and that was rescinded by the school because of things that they posted on social media.
Yeah.
What's even more shocking and what even makes the story even more fascinating to me is this wasn't something they put on their Facebook page. This wasn't something they tweeted. They didn't Instagram it. It wasn't a Snapchat. This was something that they shared in an enclosed private chat group.
What?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
But when you call that private chat group on Facebook Harvard Memes for Horny Bourgeois Teens, I feel like you could find that chat group if you type in Harvard. You're
sure.
Going to find it.
Mm. Yeah, it was for the class of 2021. What they had done is they have a group that is incoming freshmen who want to get to know each other ahead of showing up on campus.
Right.
And the splinter group off of that was a darker version of that for people with a particular sense of humor. And some of these memes were mocking sexual assault, making jokes about kids dying, a lot of comedy in the Holocaust.
Wow.
All of these sorts of things. I mean,
I have seen very little of what was posted because it couldn't be broadcast on television. You couldn't even see it in news reports because they wouldn't put it on the air. But just the description enough is to know that I'm not interested in seeing any more of that, right? So how did it? How was it discovered, Allie? Obviously, nobody in the group tips off Harvard to this. Was there a whistleblower? Is that what we're looking at here?
I don't know. All I know is if you do type in certain things, groups will come up, and if they're private, all you have to do is ask to be in that group, and then the moderator of that group lets you in.
Doesn't it seem like that's a step further than you would expect Harvard to take?
Yes.
I don't know. In this day and age, no. They're looking at your Twitters. They're looking at your Instagram.
Yeah, but Bean said it wasn't on either of those.
It was on Facebook. This was a Facebook messaging group.
But it was a private group, though, right?
Yes, I mean, it doesn't mean it's private. It's still on Facebook. All you have to do is click accept,
right,
and then you're in that group.
But that doesn't surprise you that a college would go that far?
Not really.
Really?
Not this day and age, no.
I don't know how they would have time to do deep research on every incoming student.
The admissions committee was disappointed to learn that several students in a private group chat for the class of 2021 were sending messages that contained offensive material, messages and graphics. As we understand, and then it goes on to, that's the language of the letter when they were, when they were told they don't bother applying or showing up at Harvard, even though you've already been.
I agree with what Bean said. Maybe there was a whistleblower. Maybe somebody said, hey, there's a lot of negativity going here. They're from incoming students. Mm-hmm. You might want to check this out.
So Harvard, they look at that and they go, okay, obviously bad judgment. So the thinking is that these people are not Harvard material. If they would find something like that funny, or they don't have the maturity or the common sense in order to want them at the school, let's see how that conversation goes with your parents.
Oh, can you imagine?
Because your parents are eating out for the rest of their lives on, oh, my daughter, she goes to Harvard.
Right. I
can't
even imagine.
How do you have that conversation?
Wait. You're not going, why? That's how it would go. I can't imagine.
I mean, I guess Harvard is a... Oh, by the way, here's the answer to our question. 5.2% of applicants were admitted. 5.2%.
Smart doesn't make you good.
Yeah, that's true, too. But also, we're talking about 18-year-olds. 18-year-olds are dumbasses.
I mean, not the ones that get into Harvard.
That's true, too. I mean, yeah, look, most 18-year-olds don't engage in behavior like this. It's unfair to say they're dumbasses. But it's also understandable why somebody would not see the far-reaching implications of making bad choices like this, too.
I don't think a lot of kids nowadays really, truly understand the ramifications of things online, the ramifications of sending your boyfriend a picture of your boobs. They don't.
Whoa, wait, what are we talking about here?
Come
on. Let's not lump that in with what we're talking
this
about.
Isn't
here.
What we're talking
about bad things.
don't you come
I'm
down on that.
I'm just saying.
We're just saying as well.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Let's
don't listen to the bad
focused.
Lady.
Let's keep this focused on the topic.
Well, anyway, they're going to have a when they're going to the College of the Canyons, they're going to have a story to tell their classmates about where they thought they were going to be.
How dare you?
It's just the first college that came to mind. So we thought it might be fun to revisit the topic of, oops, I put something on social media that maybe came back and bit me in the butt. I should have rethought that. If I had it to do over again, maybe I wouldn't have put that online. That's the topic on the table here this morning.
Yeah, we've done this before. People got fired a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
People break up a lot just because they don't think what they put on the internet is actually going to show up anywhere.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, but that's what they do. So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. All right, just ahead of Radiohead, let's take one phone call. We're talking about social media getting you in trouble. Lindsay in Mission Viejo, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. What happened?
So I used to work at this after-school care place for kids, and one of the days I was, cleaning up the toys, and I took two of the dolls, and I put them in, a sex position, and I took a picture of it, and I thought it was really funny, right, and I put it on Instagram, and then the next day, my boss called me in. Somehow she had seen it, and I have no idea how. I think one of my other employers, told her something.
I assume most of this stuff, there's a whistleblower someplace who says, hey, have you seen this?
Yeah.
So what happened to you?
I didn't get fired or anything. She told me that I had to take it down. But it was super embarrassing because my boss was someone that I went to church with.
Oh, Lindsay.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lindsay. But, we're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Look at your stories. You got in some trouble for posting something on social media. By the way, same phone number you can text us. We'll continue on the Kevin and Bean Show after Radiohead on K-Rock. The return of actor and musician Shane West just after 9 this morning on K-Rock. Right now, we're taking your calls about how social media got you in big, big trouble. Maybe not as bad as the 10 students who were accepted into Harvard who got a letter in the mail this week that's saying not so much with you coming to our school because of what they posted on social media, but we're looking for how it screwed you up. Why don't we start with, Ernesto. How about Ernesto, line 2, please, Hacienda Heights. Let's see what he's talking about.
Hey, Ernesto.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You got in trouble with social media?
Yeah, so I started, social media used to be, your parents were never on, your family was never on, so...
The good old days, right?
Yeah, the good old days when you can say whatever you want, not get in trouble for it.
Right.
This time, I just added my entire family, and I was promised a promotion, but instead of a promotion at my job, I got a demotion, and I got a pay cut. So I went on social media and started saying, I don't know why, I decided to take it out on adults. I said adults suck. I don't know why anyone told me that working hard will get you somewhere. It's not going to get you anywhere. This is why. And then my entire family got on Facebook and pretty much told me, like, are you talking about me? Am I the one that you're saying that is not right?
Your family thought that you were slamming them?
Well, they said, oh, well, I'm one of those adults that said that you have to work hard. Are you saying that I'm so crap?
Yeah, anytime you put a subtext in a post, people will not know who it's to and will assume it's to them probably.
Right, and that's when I learned, oh, I really can't post whatever I want on social media anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like that anymore.
Yeah.
It hasn't been for a very long time. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try, Daniel Downey, line 6, please.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good, thanks. You got in trouble with social media, how?
Yeah, one night I had a bright idea of mixing my pain medication with a couple cocktails.
Go on.
And I decided it'd be funny or cute to post on Facebook that I got engaged with my girlfriend with a little emoji of a ring and changing the relationship status to engaged.
And you were doing that just because it struck you as funny at the moment?
I was bored and a little tipsy, and it was like 1 a.m, and I love my girlfriend very much. So at the end, I woke up the next morning forgetting that I had done that, and I go to a family party that day with her, and her family's there. The first thing that happens, I get rushed by her big brother.
Oh, no.
And her aunt, and they're a very extremely traditional family, so... They thought I really did it, and I had posted a picture of a female's hand with a ring on it, and right. I thought it was her. So they gave me this big old chewing out, and my girlfriend got mad because they all got really upset and thought that she got engaged behind their back.
What did she think about it?
She blew up in front of, on me, too, but I thought it was a little funny, and then I immediately tucked my tail in between my legs and knew I screwed up because I got the family, the mom, the brother, and...
Yeah. Oh, man, it takes... You're a special person if you can get a girl's entire family to hate you.
They forgave me at all.
Sounds like that was not a win for anyone. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. How about Faisal, Westminster, line 1?
All right. Hi, Faisal.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Got in trouble with social media? How?
So, back when I was in high school as a senior, I was on the basketball team, and we were going to go to the playoffs, but the athletic director... didn't read some rules right and cost us a playoff. So what I did was, as a teen, I wrote on MySpace saying stuff about the teacher. And while...
I mean, you're going to have to step it up.
I mean, the phone's...
The principal pulled me into his office and told me that I was going to be expelled and I wasn't going to walk as I graduated. Except I had a...
You're the best, Faisal.
You're the best.
Look, I lost the thread of that story 45 minutes ago. I was trying, but I... getting any texts, Allie? Oh,
goodness gracious. Yeah, this one is great. It's from the 818. My whole sorority got in trouble because on mom's weekend, we took our moms to a frat, and they got drunk and danced on a pole, and people posted the pictures on Facebook.
Oh, dear Lord.
Of your moms
on a
pole.
Oh, that's not good.
That's so good.
Let's go to Kristen in Los Angeles. Hi, Kristen.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm here. Hi. So... I put on the Jay Leno, he asked for, describe your perm night, prom nightmare, and I put,
I went to prom with my boyfriend. He wouldn't have sex with me. I tried and tried. What's the point of prom night anyway? And he put that on air with my picture and my face, everything. My dad, of course, is like in his underwear watching Jay Leno at night, sees this, hops out of bed, calls me, and is freaking out. And I, of course, thought, you know, that's not true, Dad. I made that up, blah, blah, blah. But then, actually, it's how I met my boyfriend. I was living in Texas at the time. He lived here in California. He saw it, was like, oh, my God, this is the girl of my dreams. Flew to Texas to meet me and then brought me back here. And
what?
That was it.
How all about that?
I would have never thought when I put that on their website they were going to use
By the way, anyway. This is your story is even crazier than most because it wasn't just that somebody saw it on social media. Your dad saw it on network television. He saw your
yeah,
tweet.
My dad. Donna, my mom, you know, Donna, wake up. Kristen's on TV. My mom, of course, is like, dude, like, why are you smoking? Like, what is going on? And sure enough, and it was me.
Wow. By the way, I like Kristen for a lot of reasons. Thank you for listening. Shane West coming up just after 9, and we'll tell you how you can get your brand new Quitters Never Give Up Kevin Amin t-shirt, by the way. A lot of people very excited about that news online this morning, Kevin. They actually buy your face on a t-shirt and your famous expression, Quitters Never Give Up.
Yeah, that's great.
Proceeds to charity, so that's all coming up in K-Rock. First, though, Ralph brought us the big news earlier this week, and we've been talking about it some today, that Hank Williams Jr. is returning to Monday Night Football. He was fired 6 years ago from doing the Monday Night Football theme song on ESPN, which is the, all my rowdy friends are coming over
all
tonight, right?
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
And for folks, that was it.
Thank you.
That was
Dean.
Close. Yeah.
Thank you.
For folks who don't know, Hank Williams Jr. is a country music legend, one of the biggest names in country music. Not as popular as he once was, but he had dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of hits, and he's won every award there is to win. And he was very popular. He did that for over 20 years. He did that Monday Night Football theme song. Then he started getting political, and I think you know that sometimes that bites you, right?
Almost all the time.
He did an interview with Fox and Friends. He had a couple of controversial statements. One of them was...
It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
All right, that was his reference to talking about President Obama at the time golfing with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. And he was comparing one of them to Netanyahu and one of them to Hitler. And I'm just going to give you this piece of advice. When you go on TV and you bring up Hitler, you always lose.
Yeah. Keep Hitler out your mouth.
Right.
Yes.
He also said,
you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
That was talking about Obama and Biden. He had more to say about the president and vice president at the time.
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
So a lot of people at the time.
Very bad at math.
Put that on a shirt.
Trouble with the math, yeah. A lot of people at the time said, look, and everybody has a different tolerance for how much politics they want in their football, but they were like, look, we don't want to hear from this guy with what he's got to say. It's like people don't want to listen to Ted Nugent any records anymore because all he ever talked about was hanging Obama or shooting Obama, right? So he got fired. Hank Williams Jr. lost the job. After 20-some years, he lost the job. So shocking, I thought, announcement. Why stir up this controversy and go back to it? But ESPN has announced that they are rehiring Hank Williams Jr., and they have already filmed a new theme song that they're going to be debuting this season. I hope there will be some happy people on Monday night again. It feels natural, fulfilling, and satisfying at this point when you've kind of done it all, Hank Williams Jr. told USA Today. So we asked, hey, if he's doing media, let's get the Country Music Hall of Famer Hank Williams Jr. on the show with us, and maybe we can talk to him about some of the thought process that went into this and what's going to be different going forward. Hey, Hank, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah to you. Well, how welcome you to the Kevin Amin Show.
We're good.
Glad to hear it.
How are you doing?
I could not be happier.
So was this a surprise to you, or is this something that you have been working on behind the scenes for a long time?
I got to tell you, I was surprised when I got the phone call, but I'll tell you, I'm just happy to be back at it because I loved it. Love football, love the NFL, love Monday Night Football, and happy to be back doing it again.
Well, that's great. So it's going to be you would constantly update the lyrics, change things from season to season. What are you doing? What do you have in mind for 2017?
Yeah, I'm working on a new one right now.
Oh, great.
And I tell you, it's so exciting. And I'm just looking forward to leaving all the past behind us. You know, there was a lot of controversy. Some people say I was fired. I said I was quit.
Okay.
Oh.
Speaking of getting quit, I think we lost Hank, lost him on the line there.
Let's get him back on.
I mean, I guess my advice for Hank is maybe stay away from politics. Just keep it on football, right?
But, you know, now's a clean slate. He's starting over. Controversies in the past, Let's just do this.
All right. He's calling back. I apologize for that. All right. Hank, are you there?
I thought I was fired again.
Yeah, we were concerned as well, Hank. All right, you were saying.
I mean, like I said, some people say I was fired. I say I was quit when they told me not to come in no more.
Right.
But I've learned my lesson. Look, even an old dog who's got fleas can check out once in a while, get a new fresh collar on him, and then make sure that none of the frogs are following him.
All right,
is that the saying?
I don't know if that's a saying.
But I'm just saying, learn my lesson.
Right, okay, good.
I'm going to keep it on track, and I think the new songs are going to reflect that.
Politics, right? Nope, you're going to leave that out.
It's all about NFL. I'm having a good time. My rowdy friends are partying
again.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm working on here's a couple versions. Are you ready for some football? Tell your daddy and your mama. We can finally party again. We got rid of Obama.
Okay. I don't see it. That seems political.
Why bring that up? Why mention that?
That's just current events.
Yeah, but again, it doesn't have to be part of the song.
Well, people need to know it's current.
I mean, people know what happened with the presidency, I feel like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let me try this one.
Okay.
Are you ready for some football? Celebrate with whiskey, beer, and gin.
All right.
We can all have a good time. Now that the White House is white again.
Again, Lord.
Asking for it, Hank.
I don't understand. What's the problem?
Don't put that on. The White House was always white.
Come on. I disagree on that one.
I feel like you're being quite insensitive, and that's going to be a problem.
I think you people are missing the point.
Okay.
Monday Night Football's back.
Right.
So
we're down with that.
Right. All right, try this one.
All right, one more.
Are you ready for some football? Kick back and relax. We're all back together again, although a lot of the players are black.
I mean, hey.
What?
Good Lord.
You need to go to some kind of training.
I've been through training.
Some kind of sensitivity training.
This is as good as I get.
Oh, no. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Actor musician Shane West in studio with us right after the top of the hour. Plus, don't forget, we're going to give you some more tickets for Kings of Leon coming up. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
K-Rock Brew Fest Especial and Super Games Extraordinario.
I'm not sure. I'm not positive. I'm still trying to learn. It's a very long title, and there's a lot of foreign words in it, and I'm confused. But you know what it's like.
Sure.
You go there to Santa Anita, and you have a good time. You drink, and you gamble. And you get inside the giant bouncy houses for grown-ups, and you dunk the dummy. Chip.
Nope. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean, nope?
Not her band's playing.
No.
She can't be.
You're not dunking. You're not getting dunked?
I got swapped out. I'm playing now. Now they're taming you.
What dummy's being dunked, then?
I think
so. That would be...
Yeah, I guess that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
There's jousting, and there's football-type things. I don't know. They give me pages and pages of stuff here. I just can't look. See, what? Here's the pictures of all
it
the...
It
looks like fun, right?
Yeah.
It's all inflatable things for grown-ups. And there's going to be food trucks on...
Nope.
I'm listening.
Food trucks. They're going to have the grilled cheese truck and the Dogtown Dogs truck. And there's beer and there's music played by Chip's band. Homes Where the Heart Is.
Well Hung Heart.
Well Hung Heart.
Homes Where the Heart Is.
And DJ Omar Khan's going to be there. Lightning, Nicole Alvarez, Dave the King of Mexico, Chip, Beer Mug. It's going to be a great time. You're going to have a blast.
Everybody say hey.
Hey.
Oh. Everybody scream.
All right, so there's that. But everything has a price to pay. There's a downside to everything.
Right.
It's just $5 to get in, if general admission, there in the infield. $30 if you want the VIP experience, which is you get two free drinks. You get the exclusive VIP area, private restroom and bar, a place where you can gamble. You got to be 21 years of age or older to attend this event. Gates open at 11 a.m. And speaking of the VIP package, I've got a four-pack of VIP passes to give away right now. You and three friends will get the two drinks. You get the access to the VIP area. You get the Santa Anita trucker hat. What more could you want?
Right?
Give us a call now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Caller number 21, since you got to be 21 years of age or older, and your guests have to be, too. in order to explore the VIP experience there at the K-Rock Super Games and Brew Fest Especial.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, no.
What's happening?
Tragic news. What's the worst part of the job? We all have a good time, and we play games, and we do our little yucks and stuff, but then you get a story like this, and you got to straighten up.
Wow.
And just give it to people straight.
I felt like we were having a pretty good day.
Yeah. We were, but look, you can't ignore stuff just because you want to keep it light.
All right.
It's not a celebrity death, I hope.
Oh, no, it's much, much worse.
Worse, okay. Is this about Waboom getting kicked off The Bachelorette?
Oh, no. No, that was a good thing. This is a bad thing.
Okay.
Is it a divorce?
No, much, much worse.
Can we stop guessing and have you tell us?
Sure, I'd love to. Danielle Brigoli, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside Habade, has postponed her summer tour.
What?
Oh,
no.
Cash Me Outside Habade.
The Cash Me Outside Habade tour has been postponed, according to her publicist.
But what are all the people that bought tickets going to do with them?
Well, you'll be happy to know, Kevin. Due to the overwhelming response, they have to look at larger venues.
That is a lie.
You stop it
larger
right now.
Larger venues.
Catch me outside. How about that?
And reschedule the events to better suit her growing audience.
They have to wait till Staples Center is available?
I do not believe that for a second.
Well, you'll be happy to know. There are some significant professional developments. It must be dealt with. And so more information will be provided at a later date.
What do you think
those
that means?
Are a lot of words that don't mean much.
She probably got a show.
That's what I'm thinking, a TV show.
Oh, America, stop it. This is bad.
How about that?
She deserves a TV show.
She does not deserve anything but to be in juvenile delinquent jail. What is it? Where do they go?
Juvenile hall.
Juvenile hall. Juvie. Send her to
juvie.
She's a rotten child. She's got a rotten mother.
But
and
she
she's
said,
"Take me outside. How about that?"
She said that on TV, though.
Now the good news is, no one bought any tickets because they made the change in this situation before tickets went on sale. So no one is left holding the bag when it comes to tickets. But once they get their much larger venues.
We're never going to hear about this tour again, are we?
Then we will be able to go. Kevin and I have a standing date. We are going together when she comes to Southern California.
I hate that you're serious.
I'm so in. Are you kidding?
Catch me outside. I know.
Can you imagine how bad that's going to be?
Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from Dr. Phil, TMZ, and deep inside your heart, please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Danielle Brigoli.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Right?
So this is a Charlie Sheen situation where it's going to be awful, but you have to see it in person.
How dare you, sir?
By awful, you mean so bad.
Just because you don't want to support young artists,
right?
Doesn't mean we fit into your category.
Ralph and I are about support,
right? But cash me outside. How about that?
And she was again. She was going to do what? She was going to do.
Well, there was going to be rap, lip syncing,
to some of her favorite songs,
and rapping to her favorite songs.
Right.
There was a live Q&A with the audience. You could ask her all the questions you've always had about Danielle Brigoli. Like,
cash me outside. How about that?
Where can I cash you? That would be one of the questions I would ask her. Danielle, where can I cash you?
Cash me outside. How about that?
All right, worked for me. She also said she would invite audience members on stage to joke around.
To joke
around? Just stop.
How could you not be in love with this idea?
If I didn't see this, I would never forgive myself.
Right? Oh, you two are
this is
going to
be the best ever. If it happens.
Because you're not really going to go, though, Kevin.
I would in a second.
Kevin and Ralph would go. They talked about this off the air.
We would get a party bus.
Right? Come on. I would go in a second. We would pre-party all day.
Chips in.
Chips in.
We're gonna hightail it. What do you call it?
Tailgate.
Tailgate it. We're going to tailgate in the parking lot beforehand.
Right?
We're going to get the t-shirts. You name it. I'm in.
Catch me outside. How about that?
She's going to have people come up on the stage and joke.
I'm getting in line. I want to do some improv with Catch Me Outside.
You too.
All in.
Anyway, we got to wait now. It's been postponed.
What a bummer.
Right, exactly.
I hope
you've
gotten
a lot of tension on the internet since you were here. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Both.
Both.
What's good about it?
Well, I guess what's good for you is I made you just like how Oprah made you. Mm-hmm. You were nothing before I came on this show.
Right?
Thank you for that.
No problem.
She should tour with Dr. Phil.
Maybe they'll do some improv together. They'll joke on stage.
Hope the Rose Bowl becomes available.
She made Dr. Phil, who, by the way, yes, has had a show for 25 years.
Nobody watched.
Right until...
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Then, the magic.
Then it was on.
By the way, Bean mentioned Charlie Sheen because it was similar to the tour Charlie Sheen did back in his craziest days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw his new girlfriend. Did you meet his new girlfriend yet?
I did not.
No.
Yeah. She's a nanny, correct?
Yeah.
She's
lovely.
All right.
Lovely, uh-huh. Lovely yeah. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I'm just thinking, if you're a guy, if you're a single guy, mm-hmm. and you're at home,
right.
and you're looking through the entertainment news, and you see that HIV-positive nut bar Charlie Sheen has a beautiful young girlfriend, you got to feel a little bad about yourself, right?
I mean...
How bad does Charlie Sheen have to be to eventually not get a girlfriend?
Yeah.
He'd have to be broke, and he's not broke.
Still, that's asking a lot.
Winning.
It is.
For a young lady.
For a young lady that...
Who has options.
Right.
She has options, but she's looking at the big picture. And
there's
got to
be other guys with money, Allie. Got to be.
Boom.
She used to be his nanny to his 8-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's 26 years old. She's also a former model, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you.
That's true.
So far, he's exactly after right.
Is he going to open for Cash Me?
Oh. Damn.
I hope they do a cruise. I hope there's a Cash Me Outside cruise where I can get on a cruise liner and just sail around the Caribbean with Cash Me Outside and Charlie.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
My success rate is 100%. Do the math.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Remix! Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert Englund is 70 years old today. And Paul Giamatti, one of my favorites, is 50 years old. If you're not watching Billions, get your act together, people.
Right? Get your life together.
Fix your life. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Allie, I think you made a new friend.
I mean,
it looks like to me.
Listen, when you tweet something like that, Bean, mm-hmm. and he's in the next room, mm-hmm. and it pops up on his Twitter.
Right.
Uh-huh. Apparently he sees it.
Right.
Right.
And then he comes in and we hug. It's what happens.
And now I'm going to follow you around. Like a little puppy dog.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of our friend Shane West back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey.
Actor, musician. How you been, Shane? Good to see you.
I've been great. How you been?
You're doing a lot of press right now because you got a new film coming out on Friday that we will talk about called Awakening the Zodiac. Why
sure.
do people ask you the dumbest question in the world when they interview you and make you choose between acting and music? I don't understand why that's a question that exists in
the
world.
Oh, you mean which do you like more?
Yeah, which would you, if you could only do one, yeah. what would it be? Like, why would anyone say that?
It's, I feel like they think it's a good question. And it's always easy. I mean, it would always be music. I mean, you can't compare immediate gratification. I mean, unless you're comparing it theater, like Broadway, mm-hmm. to going on stage, that's similar. But the fact that you know that you spent all your energy, you did a great job, you did a terrible job, whatever it is, whatever you're going to improve, beats doing Take 57. You know,
yeah.
Not on a TV high. Show or a
but,
film.
But how about the satisfaction though of when you're done with a movie that you're proud of, knowing that it'll be there and you'll be young and hot in 50 years when people watch it? That movie exists as a testament to you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it just comes later. Like, you know, so sometimes it might be a year later. Sometimes, you know, I guess if you're doing like a Captain America or something like that, people are, you know, inundated with it so much that you know. But with smaller films such as the Zodiac film, it's like sometimes you just don't know. We're glad we're getting a release,
right.
but, you know, so we'll
you don't get the feedback like
no,
you do.
No, not as much.
Stage, right?
No, exactly.
In your opinion, who do you think is the greatest actor/musician? Someone who was successful at both. Who was the best at that, do you think?
Wow.
Because there's so many. I mean, obviously.
I have an answer.
You do? Oh, man. Oof. I mean, good Lord.
Kevin, what's your answer?
Yeah, what's your answer?
Jared Leto. Jack Black.
That was going to be my... Or Jack... I like Jack Black.
I like Jack
I'll
Black.
I'll go for the Jack Black
I
on those two.
Would go
I was going to say Jared Leto. I'm not as... Because especially of... Yeah, that answers the question. Because of the career in acting and being as successful as he's been in music.
Right.
I wasn't a big fan of the music, but I am a fan of his acting.
Right.
So... But from a success level, he's
got
to
be one of the biggest, right?
Yeah,
the first
sure.
name that I thought of as that question left my lips was Ice Cube. Sure. Talk about a guy who's made $1 billion at the box office and has made some of the greatest records of all time.
Straight success right there, yeah.
And the other
you
guy.
You should start rapping.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do gorilla style. Though. You're never going to see me. I'm going to create a character.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are you guys forgetting David Bowie existed?
That was the next.
But, I mean,
next
was he an actor?
How he was a musician. Was he had fun.
I feel like he was 90% musician, 10% actor. Yeah. That's why I'm
well,
not
I didn't
sure.
know we were
you
doing
say
math.
Mick Jagger.
Now, you say, Shane, you say you're happy that Awakening the Zodiac, your new film, got a release. Was that a question at one point, whether this was going to get made or come out?
A lot of films these days, when they're not straight independents, when they have a studio attached, it's really about how the finished product looks. So when it comes out, they'll either give it a limited release or not one at all. We used to always say, what, straight to video? Now we say, what the hell do you say now? Straight to
on demand.
VO on demand.
Yeah.
VOD. There's so many levels of that, too. It's
so you
crazy.
Literally do the entire project and then give it to them and say, what do you think?
Sometimes, yeah.
And then it's a coin flip.
So you want to do it if you know that the project's good as in, like, you're going to enjoy doing it or you like the quality of it or you're happy with your character or things like that. You'll do it anyway. And that's kind of how we felt on this one. But we also knew it was a thriller. And these days, horror and thrillers,
huge.
You know, just are huge. So we knew at least we had a chance. Mm-hmm. So let's give this a shot and see what happens.
Yeah, and it is harder and harder to get smaller movies into theaters. I mean, you're lucky if you live in Los Angeles. You've got a lot more opportunity to see movies. But in a lot of cities around the country, you'll never get to see a smaller movie.
Well, yeah, and, you know,
it's sad.
Speaking of you being in New Orleans, my family in Baton Rouge, you know, this isn't making in New Orleans or Baton Rouge. I was like, if you want to do a road trip, it's good in Houston and Dallas. But, yeah, you're right. It's just like, where do they find... They have to decide. I don't even know how that works to decide on what markets work better. But
yeah, that's above your pay grade,
that's
right?
Way above my pay grade.
Shane West is here. We got to take a quick break because this Awakening the Zodiac is the movie. Now, this is a we're going to come back and talk about it. This is a fictional story about a fascinating real life event.
Exactly.
Which is kind of a cool way to jump off on a thing that is based in history, but you're doing something completely new. Because there have been a lot of movies made about the Zodiac, right?
That's right, but nothing made like this.
Nothing made like this. So we'll talk more about that. And also we'll talk about the Warped Tour because Shane's band Twilight Creeps is going to be playing at the Warped Tour locally August 6th at the Fairplex in Pomona. All of that with our guest Shane West when we return right after this on K-Rock. Shane West back in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show. Always great to catch up with Shane, who, of course, where do most people know you from, by the way, Shane? I would imagine like
Come
Salem
on.
Or...
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember.
More recently, Salem. But yes.
Nikita.
Probably. I remember you from Nikita strongly because I
so
love
good.
That show.
Thank you. That was a good solid 4 years. I mean, it really kind of depends on the person. You know, we had, when I first started, it was Once and Again, and that was a pretty popular show at that time. I was 19 years old, but then definitely A Walk to Remember, and then 3 years on ER. It was kind of like different crowds.
Right,
sure. People. You know,
I know
audiences.
You best as Guy with Big Hat in 1997's Mego.
Did you look that up? You looked that up.
I'm on.
Wait a minute, there wasn't
right
a character
now.
Name. I wasn't even like Ricky.
Just Guy with Big Hat.
Guy with Big Hat. I was a stoner guy with Big Hat.
Oh,
so they must have taken that out.
And brought I think a little I depth to the character.
One line. That was
and
Bronson Pinchot. I'll never forget. I have no idea. Okay. I will forget the line.
Okay,
but I do remember it was Bronson Pinchot. I was such a big fan of his.
Well, Shane's latest acting is in a film that we can see this Friday called Awakening the Zodiac. And as I mentioned before the break, fascinating idea. Why don't you bring folks up to speed? They hear that word Zodiac. Maybe they've heard it, but they don't know what to associate it with.
Yeah, this is goes kind of like Salem in the historical fiction aspect of it. It's, you know, it's taking history and putting our little spin on it. And it's, you know, in modern times and a young down on their luck couple or barely making ends meet. My character essentially gambles all of our money on storage units, sort of like the show Storage Wars, except never luck out, never find anything.
Because it's a terrible idea.
Because it's an awful idea.
Right.
And my wife, played by Leslie Bibb in the show,
who's always great,
who's phenomenal, continues to tell me that. And then I finally find something, and it's rolls of film. We don't care about it. That means nothing. And then our friend of ours develops it, and it's actual proof of live murders caught on film or filmed. And done by the Zodiac Killer. It's dated. It's we put two and two together of when what time is, what area it was, San Francisco, things like this.
Now, the Zodiac Killer was never caught.
He was never caught. And that goes into the plot of also they said that they think that he may have filmed his kills. They don't know for sure, but there was talk of that. So we went off of that possibility. And we thought, well, okay, there's a $100,000 reward made. you know, 20, 25 years ago or something. We need the money. How old is the Zodiac Killer at this point? Is he even alive? Like, is he dead? 80s, is he in his 70s, right? 80s? So if we can find him and bring the authorities to him, right, then we can make that money and then we can improve our own lives.
So does your wife, Leslie Bibb, tell you that you're going from buying storage units to seeking one of the world's worst serial killers? That's a good move?
We literally talk about that in the entire movie.
Okay.
of how this will work, how this will not work. And we try and make it about as – what I loved about it is we made it – and Leslie's so great, and Matt Craven, the other actor, is phenomenal. And we make it as realistic as possible. There's a lot of – offhand comedy, believe it or not. There's awkward scares. There's just like if all of us were suddenly breaking into a house, all the noises you would accidentally make, until the fear is real. And we wanted to make it as realistic as possible until everything goes awry.
It looks scary. It really does.
It's a tension builder, and that's what I love about it. It's not a horror movie.
A dumbass, though, he would just call the authorities the minute he realized what was in that storage facility and just hand it all over and be done with it, right?
Right. Well, you know, they have to find out for sure.
There's no movie then, Bean.
That's true. That's a pretty boring movie.
Those are the quick phone calls. Yes, exactly. I'm sure we can do that on a lot of them.
Let's Jurassic Park.
Don't go there.
Yeah. Let's hear these clips from the new film we're talking about called Awakening the Zodiac. Check it out.
The search for the Zodiac Killer has been like the search for the Holy Grail. Look where it says reward for evidence.
$100,000.
Booyah!
Forget what you're saying. Get on with your life. I promise you, nothing good's gonna come from this.
Zodiac was making his way across the country. Maybe the Zodiac is still here.
This is the Zodiac speaking.
So when I hear...
Yeah, I don't like it. Voice.
Forget what you've seen.
I forget what I've seen.
You walk away.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And that makes you more interested in this.
Well, because the way that it was handled, and that's another thing that we stayed strong to the script and like working on it as we filmed as well. The tension is there with like offbeat scares and scares that aren't going anywhere and that kind of stuff, like as you build the film. And we don't really get in trouble until much later, until we're in deep, and then we start to be watched. So it's like, okay, now we have to fight back for protect our own home. Yeah. Like, and it's a slow build, and we try and make it be as honest as possible.
Your character is a terrible decision maker.
Oh, I'm terrible. Yeah.
Very much.
Literally terrible.
Yeah.
And it was actually difficult to play because I had to be happy-go-lucky the whole time and just like, come on, baby, it's going to be all right. there's a scene where I pull a shovel out of a truck because some guy is staring at us and I'm trying to be intimidating. And it's just, but I've seen those movies. It harkens back to a lot of the 70s films and the 80s films. And I've seen a lot of those. And to play it was kind of fun. And to have Leslie be the one who's just slapping me around was kind of lovely.
There's always an audience for a good horror movie.
Yeah, right?
And it sounds like fun. All right, we're almost out of time, Shane, but we want to get in a plug for your Vans Warped Tour coming to Fairflex in Pomona August 6th. This is with your band that may be new to a lot of people, Twilight Creeps. You guys, you put out a record, about 6 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, it's brand new. It's just a bunch of old friends that we've decided that we just really love playing music together, and we played a long time ago with my old band, Johnny Was. But we've all done a bunch of different bands, put this together. It's kind of a horror theme-based thing because we love scary movies. Mm-hmm. We took Twilight Creeps from a Crooked Fingers song and just did a lot of tracks that were based off of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Friday the 13th. Old Misfits like feel.
Mm. Perfect for Warped Tour.
Perfect for that. Big fans of Alkaline Trio, so there's a lot of that kind of feel as well. And
we have a clip of Outsource. Can we play that?
Yeah, sure.
A little clip of it.
Alkaline Trio, Blink 182.
Yeah, which it's funny, especially with that one. And it's a dual singer kind of group. And you guys chose the one that I was singing in, so I'll take that. I was about to say that. But it's a blast, and we're looking forward to, Kevin liked the CD, which was great, and asked if we would want to come on the Warped Tour for a few shows. And
fun.
So we chose the last three or four, I think,
to kind of close it out. All right, you go to twilightcreeps.com for information about the band, tickets, and whatnot. And again, that's August 6th at the Fairplex in Pomona. And you're also doing, San Francisco and San Diego, too, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And the film is called Awakening the Zodiac in theaters on Friday. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, Shane West.
Thanks,
good
guys.
To see you, Shane.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Hey,
They're still playing that guitar.
That's over now.
Oh, that was at the end of that.
All good.
Hey, you're giving away a thing here, Ralph?
Yes, I am, B.
Okay, never mind then for what I was going to do. All right, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Are we not allowed to talk off the air?
Can we cut that? Can we cut that part out?
Yeah, before it gets on the air. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Easy.
Because that sounded really amateur. Let's not let people hear that part.
I just didn't want to eat into your time with a thing that we were supposed to promote. If you've got another thing to promote.
He's got a thing. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead. Promote away.
No, I don't want to.
If it doesn't involve the phones, I don't care.
Doesn't involve the phones.
Then go for it.
I just want to mention, we made the announcement earlier today. You can go to krock.com and get all the details. But starting Thursday at 10 a.m. through krock.com, you can buy a brand new limited edition Quitters Never Give Up T-shirt. Yes, as a great man once said, was it, I can't remember, Ralph, was it Jefferson or was it Gandhi?
It was Plato.
Who?
Plato?
Oh. Dana Plato? From different strokes.
It was our own K-Rock's Kevin who gifted us with Quitters Never Give Up.
I mean, I did say that.
And we have now made that into a limited edition T-shirt that has Kevin's Kevining face on it. And it's awesome, by the way. Kevin Bean on the back. And it's a limited amount that we're going to make for however many people order within a 24-hour period. So starting at 10 a.m. on Thursday, you can buy those T-shirts through krock.com for just $19.99 plus tax, by the way. And the proceeds benefit charities, including Kevin and his wife's charity, the Friends and Helpers Foundation. So again, Thursday at 10, you can buy those T-shirts, but only for a day. Go to krock.com for all the details.
When you say Kevin and wife's charity, Friends and Helpers, that's the name of their boat, right?
No, we don't have a
boat. Is that the name of their yacht?
No.
Friends and Helpers?
Friendsandhelpers.org.
They spend it on the weekends? Nope. Is that what the charity is?
No, you can
that's
find
their,
it.
That's their yacht, right? Friends and Helpers.
We have a front up online at...
You got a front. You have a front.
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Front for your charity, in quotes. Because I need some more staff for Friends and Helpers.
Right
on the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Go down to the marina, Allie. Check it out for yourself.
I don't
believe the fake news.
I feel like they collect a lot of things. And
mm-hmm, yeah, they do. Gold-plated things
like that go on their shelves. For kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm. By backpacks, you mean drug mules.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I have no idea.
I did a deep dive into this thing. This is Cars for Kids all over again. I want to tell you, there's some shady going on.
All I know is a lot of the meetings seem to be taking place in the Bahamas. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. A lot of shell corporations.
This is very upsetting.
This is fake news.
No, it isn't, because I put it on Twitter, and that means it's real. Okay?
Oh.
Let me give something away.
All right.
I cannot wait for Baby Driver. This
is
the latest film from one of my favorite directors, Mr. Edgar Wright, and great cast in this thing. First of all, you got that dreamy kid, Ansel Elgort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say name, but he's a good actor and an attractive kid. Kevin Spacey, Lily James, John Hamm. Oh! Love some John Hamm. Jamie Foxx. Just a terrific, terrific cast. Directed by Edgar Wright. Looks awesome. Action-packed. A lot of car chases and stuff, and it's cool. Anyway, the red carpet world premiere is happening at the Ace Theater downtown in Los Angeles on June 14th. If you would like to go, I've got 5 pairs of passes to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver from Edgar Wright. But I want to give it to some Edgar Wright fans, and I know there's a bunch of you out there. So here's the trivia question. Should be a piece of cake if you're an Edgar Wright fan. But if you call in with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067 and you're one of the first 5 people through with that answer, you'll get a pair of passes to the premiere of Baby Driver. Here's the question. Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
That's not the question.
Oh.
Shaun of the Dead, yes. Hot Fuzz,
mm-hmm.
and The World's End.
Yes.
Are 3 films that are all directed by Edgar and feature his good buddies Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Together, all 3 of them are known by one name. There's a name for the trilogy. Could you please call in now, 1-800-520-1067, with the correct answer. What are these 3 films known as collectively?
Bobo.
Nope. You know, I'll give you a pair of passes.
It's going to be right one day.
To the premiere. Bobo will be right one day. You're absolutely correct. Congratulations to George and Amal Clooney. They are the proud parents of twins this morning.
Aw.
Press release just hit the internet. Ella and Alexander are the names of their kids.
How about that?
Real names for real children.
Actual names.
It's very exciting. Here is the statement. This morning, Amal and George welcomed Ella and Alexander Clooney into their lives. Ella, Alexander, and Amal are all healthy, happy, and doing fine. George is sedated and should recover in a few days. So,
even in birth, they're the coolest.
Right?
Wouldn't even you a stupid wanna... birth announcement, they're the best.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to hang out with them in Amalfi, just drink wine and eat cheese?
Yes.
Cool. Me too.
I wouldn't even need them. If I was in just in Amalfi, drinking wine, eating cheese on Lake Como, I'd
be
very
happy. I mean,
I'm allergic
and I'd eat cheese in Amalfi, right?
I don't think... fly around the room like a balloon with the air coming out.
Don't think we need that kind of detail.
Right?
It's more like a salad shooter.
Oh,
I mean,
come on.
Don't need that much detail.
This is awkward, guys, huh? Sorry.
Jerry Lewis is in the hospital. That worries me.
Although somehow we'll have to pay for it.
They say it's just a urinary tract infection. But still, at 91. At 91, you don't want anything wrong with you. You don't want to see a hospital. You don't want to hear the word hospital at 91, right?
No.
Let's call the hospital.
Oh.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Why don't I pretend to be Jerry?
I know.
And we'll call the hospital and we'll complain about the service.
Let's,
You should be a Frenchman when you call.
Let's not, guys.
Why don't I pretend to be former president of France, Jacques Chirac, checking on Jerry. See if I can get through to Jerry.
Just to give him a pep talk?
Let me pretend to be Jacques Chirac to get through to talk to Jerry on the phone. This is what I've done there? I've taken it and I've put it on its head.
You've taken nothing because nothing ever happened, Ralph.
Oh, that's right.
So you've done nothing with nothing.
Yeah.
But having said that, that's a phenomenal idea.
Right?
Phenomenal.
We call the hospital as Jacques Chirac because they're old friends.
I would like to talk to Jerry Lewis, please. It is Jacques Chirac. He's former president of France, his good friend.
Jerry takes that call,
Every day, all
does.
Day long, he takes that call twice on Sundays.
They have a nice chat?
Well, we should do it on Sundays, then.
We're not on the air on Sundays.
Guys, we got to do it.
I mean...
Thank you for calling, Mr. President.
I mean, we're...
Look.
You can find out what it's like to be in
door,
meetings.
Right? We got one foot out the door.
Well, I mean, this would be both.
Guys.
But what a way to go,
right?
Agreed.
Cowards.
I mean, let's do it and be legends.
Isn't that what the Fyre Festival guy said?
Let's just do it and be legends, bro.
It's not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
Do it and be legends, bro. Oh, Bean, you're a delight.
Right? Brenda and Alice time. No, what's that movie with Susan Sarandon and
Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, Thelma and Louise.
Brenda and Alice.
You know what I'm talking about.
Not when
they're in the convertible. They're in the convertible. They got the cliff in front of them. Boom! Pedal to the metal, son.
I'm in, Ralph.
All right. Go, Bean.
Like Ralph says, look, we're circling the drain at this point.
Right? Might as well go out in flames?
Might as well.
You want to go out on life support? Or you want to go out in a blaze of glory? You want to Butch and Sundance your way out against the Bolivian army? Or you just want to sit there and just turn to dust?
Good reference.
Thank you.
Machine
nice
man.
Pull. Thank you, Machine Man. Dial it up, Kevin.
Man.
Dial it up.
Dial it up.
We need to call the hospital. Where is he? Is in Palm Springs?
Can't do that right now.
Vegas? Where is
Vegas?
He?
Vegas.
Can't do that.
Got to call the hospital.
No can do.
Has Vegas changed since you first got here in the 1940s?
No.
Maybe that happens. Give us that kind of interview. That's all I care about now.
It was pretty much a one-horse cow town then, wasn't it?
I'm glad you remembered it.
What's it like now? Come on, let's check on Jerry.
I have a vacation coming up that I'd like
you
to
pay for.
You
might have a longer vacation than you're aware of.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert Englund is 70 years old today.
1947.
No, I don't think that's when he was born. Damn it, 1947. Holy crap! The math is right.
Is it really?
Robert Englund would have been born in 1947.
Really?
No.
He's 70 years old. 47 plus 70 would be... Kevin, you want to do the math?
1709? That's crazy.
2017.
Yeah, it's 2017.
Yep.
Wow.
Jerry is
still
sharp.
Got it, man.
That's amazing. Crazy. Maybe we should check in with him.
He's a savant. Hey, speaking of people in their 90s, did you see that special on HBO? If you're not in the obituary, go ahead and eat breakfast.
No.
With the three of them. Three guys.
with three of them.
There's a lot
of
people.
Is this the Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks? Is that that
one? But it's also Betty White and Dick Van Dyke, and it's all the stars who are in their 90s now and how they get along and what they do.
Is it Norman Lear's?
I think Norman Lear's also. Yeah.
I love old dudes.
We know, Allie. We know. Let's send Allie to go check on Jerry.
Agreed.
See how
he doesn't like ladies.
Get his spirits up.
No.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You just don't seem too fond
of
ladies.
I'll show you some material. You'll know.
Oh, God.
Do it well.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Still
dusty couch, huh?
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
It's great.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Just as hard.
Smell it.
It was terrific.
Yes.
All right, clean it out of here.
Lady
get a day job.
Clean it out of here. Yeah, I forgot that existed.
Too well, glad you remembered it.
Yeah. Oh,
you
I didn't.
Thank your friend Chip for that.
Glad you remembered it, Chip.
She's bowing.
Paul Giamatti is 50 years old today. At the end of celebrity birthdays. Do we have an answer to my trivia question? I think Rebecca from Los Angeles got through first. Rebecca?
Hi.
Hi there. The three films, The World's End, Hot Fuzz, and Shaun of the Dead, are known collectively as?
That would be the Cornetto Trilogy.
The Cornetto Trilogy, absolutely. Based on the ice cream treat that they eat in each of those films. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you're going to go see Baby Driver at the premiere.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hold on. Congratulations to Jimmy and Leroy and Manny and Matt. They're all going as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we've got Ari Grainer talking about I'm Dying Up Here. We have Michelle Beadle with a preview of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Danny Trejo will join us tomorrow.
What?
And it's Wednesday, so it's the Wheel-O-Bad Animal Voices as well.
So good up till then.
Tomorrow morning.